Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It is 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. And it is the day we start handing out kegs. It is Easter Keg Thursday. But win it before you can buy it. Keg extravaganza. Though. Video screens are up in the room. We usually have these TVs off. That looks pretty cool. Got that going on. You got Brett getting ready to take keg number one out to Action Ride Shop this morning. Make it all worth a thing. Brett's very busy today. Got the EOS thing later today, so he's going to struggle. He's got to come. He's going to be in here, in 20 hours. You're going to be back at this again. So you're very busy today. Got work going on all day. Then you got an evening thing. Yeah. You're supposed to hide kegs. Brett's
bringing back the sideshow.
Yeah, we're going to try to hide Brett's kegs for him this morning. Whew, and maybe God. Give away as many as 3 kegs. Inevitably, the Action Ride Shop keg will.
That's going.
We'll go away. Yeah. So it'll all be figured out today. Maybe 3 today. Maybe today will be the $5,000 keg, and tomorrow's just a big waste of time, and we don't know that until tomorrow night. That's for sure. You never know which one is going to be the ultimate golden keg. So I'm very excited about it.
Got your places yet?
I looked a little bit yesterday. I had a lot going on yesterday, and I looked around yesterday. I found a couple of new spots that I kind of think I might. I got a couple of spots. A new area is not, because I've tried to go, there's been a couple times where I chuck a keg down into a canyon over at, like, the Squaw Peak hike and stuff like that, and just different spaces there. But I think I've got a couple of new, I've plotted out some spots.
Nice.
But I'm afraid of snakes. So a couple of places. I did a whole lot of that going on. So
just started warming up maybe today.
Just enough today. Tomorrow's going to be nice, and then Saturday and Sunday. It would be better if we did it Monday. The snakes would be hiding again. But, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Keg. Did Ronnie go out and look for spots yet?
I have.
Why are you doing that? Why are you wasting your time? Why waste your time like that? That's stupid.
I looked at some spots and thought this would be good. I went home, told Ronnie about them.
Yeah. And she said, we can't do that. Remember last year, Raising Cane said, stop leaving kegs in our parking lot. Yeah, so Brady spots he looks at, quotey fingers, not necessarily on the up and up.
Just scouting out any new restaurants that opened up. And
yeah, definitely. Just that's where you're looking at spots.
That should have been my clue. You want to find Brady's stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got it. I'll tell you right now, the clue this morning, the first clue for your Easter keg lock.
Giving it out already.
You want it now?
Ooh. Sure. Do it.
Okay. Two lips. Okay? Two lips.
Well, that's pretty vague.
Two lips.
Tis the season.
Two lips. They don't... I'm Swedish.
Spring.
Two lips. Two lips. Who knows? Can you figure it out from there? I don't know. You got to go to Action Ride Shop this morning.
Brett, better than roses, I'll tell you that.
Two lips better than roses. That's right, because you'd rather have two lips on this than a rose. I see what you're doing. Right.
Thank you.
Let me interrupt. Pop from another, hey, Kirby, wouldn't this be funny moment? Always playing to the 9-year-olds.
Oh, Christ. Anyway, they're not up yet.
I know. Just brutal. So he'll be out at Action Ride Shop this morning if you want to head on over there and try to unlock Brett's magical first keg. You'll have basically a bike lock wrapped around it, and then the keys to the bike lock are the 4-number code. We do this, and we got to guess what it is. I've already given away the first one. Figure it out.
That'll still technically be the first one when we get out there.
Right? Absolutely.
This is just for your early birds.
Okay. Yeah, the early ones will go, and then we'll try again. And when somebody cracks the code, that keg is theirs, and they take it over to Four Peaks tomorrow night over at the tasting room on Wilson, and boom, they're in. And maybe walk out of that tasting room with $5,000 in their pocket. Maybe $5,500. That keg could also be an Action Ride Shop keg, which would be apropos.
Can you imagine? That'd be the first.
If the 55 and the 5? Yeah. That would be great. If they got, if we had a double up, I would love it. I would love it. We'll see. We'll find out. I am struggling right now because I am currently, clearly in a relationship with, schizophrenic, multiple personality disorder, everything you can throw on there, bipolar, you know.
It sounds kind of fun at first,
yeah,
you know, on paper.
Well, it's not.
It's exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, when people say moody, they never say, she's just happy so much. She's always moody. It's always the other way. But I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the Phoenix Suns. I can't do this anymore. I can't watch them lose to the Spurs one night and go, this is insanity. What am I wasting my time for? And then have them go bounce the Denver Nuggets at home for the second time in a month and play the best game they've ever played. I texted Kevin Ray last night and I said, she's all over the road. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm in love with a bipolar lunatic with multiple personality disorder. Last night, right when I was done with her, like I can't deal with you. You're no fun. You're all over the place. You let me down more often than you. She love bombed me. I just got loaded with love last night. Most effort and energy I've ever seen put into this relationship. Kevin Durant, Booker, defense, offensive sets, plays. They were amazing. And I'm like, all right when she's about to lose me, she goes, no, here's what I'm capable of. Puts it all out there and does just magic, like makes you believe. And then they realize why we're together. Last night was why we're together. This is her potential. This is what she can bring to me. And then she promises me at the end, I'll never do a San Antonio thing again, I promise. It's always going to be like Denver. We always have Denver.
Don't fall for it.
I'm falling for it. I was so happy last night. I'm like, this.
And then you call your ticket guy. I'm back in.
No, and then Bradley Beal at the end of the game says, you know, we got to stop talking and start performing. You know, people see us. And the days of words are over. And Frank chewed our ass for the San Antonio game. And we just can't have that happen anymore. I'm like, you're saying all the right things there. You're doing it right. All right.
You're in love with a stripper.
I'm in love with a stripper.
That's
the Suns are an exotic dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she's hot. The pictures of her online. Yeah. Man, oh, man. And then you see her in person, and sometimes it's like, is that cellulite? She looks a little thick. Has she had kids? I can't tell. That's hanging down a little further than it should. And then, man.
Your face is glittery.
Yeah, I smell like way too much perfume, and I'm like, you know, she's on me a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of flaws. And then, you know, she comes out for one show, and it's like, wait a second. Without me even noticing, she hit the gym. Those are abs. Like, she's got her abs back. And it took a day. Oh, goddamn Suns. When you're in love with a beautiful woman. She's crazy. Bipolar, moody, nutbag. Can't deal with it. Guy says, I thought for a second you were talking about Megan. Maybe she's going through menopause. Ha! No, but if my dad knew about the thing that's going on now, not at my house, but with oh, you got my son's theme song. Oh, you found that fast. I love that internet. This is me and the Suns walking down the street after last night. She looks good, and everybody's looking, going, "Damn, dude, figured it out."
Get your strap
I'm strutting, feeling good. I got my new shoes on. Like, I'm happy. This is nice. When you're in love with... Hey, Kevin, where do you want to eat?
Anywhere you want.
God damn. This is great. And then she'll go out a couple nights and just get plastered by the Pelicans. Well, what happened? Where was Denver?
Oh, it can't be Denver every goddamn night.
Oh, you said, though, that it wasn't.
Never going to be the same. You want too much. I'm not enough for you.
Well, what's going on?
I'm not playing today. I've had a headache.
Yeah. And she comes back here, Cleveland's in town. We're looking at each other like, well, I don't know. I'm walking on eggshells. I don't know what to expect with you. Trounces Cleveland. Walking down the street again, all strutting. And the Clippers come to town. Trounce her again. God damn it. Yeah, date an average broad when it comes to sports. She's nuts. I'm reading all these stories,
know
though.
What you're getting.
I'm just
6 boards, yeah, 6 points.
Yeah, you get the Nurkic of women, which is like, man, you're not scoring a lot, but I can rely on you for 10 boards a night. That's awesome. Or you can date a Drew Eubanks type that comes in off the bench, services you beautifully, occasionally has an off night, but you don't have high expectations, gives you 4 and 6, you know, 8 and 14 when Nurk is hurt. Occasionally...
Every once in a while. Yep, pulls off that one game.
You get that one moment, you're like, that's my girl. You date your Grayson Allen, who's kind of a fat chick, but that she's got a specialty. Just bombing threes. It's the big girl with the blowjobs. It's very, you can draw all these comparisons. But I am currently, I'm instructing. How y'all doing? What's up, NBA? This is my bitch.
Ooh, he's a Suns fan. Look after him. See what they did to the Nuggets?
Yeah, but they lost to San Antonio. Yeah.
The random thoughts come. You know what? I might buy courtside seats.
Yeah. Well, it starts rolling around. You know what? I'm glad I started having the regrets. I'm like, well, if they can do this, if this becomes the norm, but I have no reason to believe that last night is the norm. All year, it's been this way. And I'm starting to feel that thing like, I've seen you do this before. Do it again. If they go out and just drub the Pels in a couple of days, another good team, and they just beat them up, and, you know, it's just, it's over. It's just, it's one of those moments where you have to realize you might be walking into something that's not necessarily good for you, and you have to realize.
It's a trap!
Yes! Thank you, Admiral Akbar. You run in my mind all the time.
The shield is down! Yes. Commence attack!
That's what she says. God damn it.
It's a trap!
But that one friend that tells you that, you've been in a relationship. Dude, I'm telling you, this is a bad deal. You don't care.
Did you see her last night? She looked amazing. I did, but she treats you like garbage. Dude, she's raising her prices. You realize she's raised her prices after this season. She's decided to raise her prices.
Yeah, that's all right. Because next year's going to be better. She probably
love her. Still worth it.
Ishbia keeps saying he just won't tolerate losing. I've got to stay with her.
I did this with the Cubs for years. That bitch was never pretty. Yeah. And when she'd show up pretty, she would literally drop a human in my bed and then walk away. Like, what was that? Wasn't our fault. Steve Bartman did it. You guys, you had a whole nother game.
Night after night of grumpies in your bed.
Yeah, just every once in a while, I was like, wow, this is the year. She's really put it together. Little plastic surgery. We brought in some outside help. This is a good, what if, oh, she took a human in my bed and left. What? Sorry about that. 84, 89, 2003. Just taking huge in the bed. And then when she finally becomes this world champ. God damn, this is going to last forever.
Trade everyone.
What happened?
Walking the streets proud in Chicago, then you get shanked.
Yeah, walking the streets saying, hey, she's still pretty. We just lost Javier Baez. That ain't no big deal. Oh, yep, there goes Brian. All right, that's all right. She's still got Anthony. But Rizzo, where'd he go? Why? There's one guy left. This is garbage. I'm a sports...
Sorry, you got a new team. That's true.
I got to tell you this. Before we get to anything else today, this email's a classic. Got this yesterday before I left. A classic. It's not one of those. It's not like what we've had lately.
Oh.
But he is telling a great story and a cautionary tale. This is that moment with, like, KUPD, a little rainbow star should shoot over our heads.
Do-do-do-do. The more you know.
From KUPD. This guy says, good morning, gentlemen. I've never listened to the first hour of Morning Sickness. I always get in my car at 6:45, turn the radio on. When I get to work around 7, I throw the earbuds in the rest of the way and listen all the way to 10. I've heard the opening of your show for the first time in my 14 years of listening every day for the last 2 weeks, though, because I haven't slept properly for 14 days. And I need to tell you and your audience about the dangers of what I've done. I fell in love online, and I committed to someone before I actually met her in person. I've been in this online relationship with an Irish girl who moved to Anchorage, Alaska 2 years ago. We have had so much amazing chemistry over the internet the last year that finally we decided to make this real. And I was so unbelievably sure of this, I told her, just come down here with your stuff and get right in the house.
Oh, Jesus.
She came out here and settled into the house. She is happy. 2 weeks ago, my life changed the second I saw her. You know, as a man, the feeling after sex when you just want to leave or have someone leave your house. I had that before I had sex with her. I had it the day I met her. What you can't learn about someone when you're having an online and phone sex only relationship are the smells and sounds a woman makes. Oh, it gets better.
No.
It says her breath is absolutely atrocious. She could have told me over the last year that she doesn't have any healthy teeth in her mouth other than the ones that are showing.
Oh, meth mouth.
She's got the back teeth rot. I push more air into that woman while we're doing it, and it comes out like a motocross race is about to start.
You got a two-stroke Kawasaki.
She's got a 175 living in there, and he wakes it up all the time.
Still rallies.
It's so gross. I feel... it's so gross. I feel so bad because I went from being completely in love and saying all the things she needed to hear to absolutely hating her. She's a nice person, but I don't want this anymore. She's leaving April 17th, and I'm telling you right now, she is all in. She is in love. She calls me her jackpot. I don't have a lot of money, but she meant that emotionally. I lay awake every morning just smelling the corn chips that waft off of her body 24 hours. I won't make her go home early because I made this commitment. I just keep sleeping with her every night. She's so happy, and I'm just so miserable. When she leaves, I'm going to tell her it didn't work out for me. But I committed to one full month of this and 2 weeks to go. I'll never do anything like this again. It's so bad. The other night, I jokingly said to her, hey, we should do it over the phone in the house like we did before you lived here because it's so sexy. And she agreed. So I went into the other room. And then old Rot Mouth came staggering down the hall, rubbed her natural Doritos Cool Ranch stink all over my body for the 10th straight night.
Well, at least he's getting some.
Long story short, meet her in person. Lesson learned, signed Dennis. Yes, Dennis. Meet them. And that's a great cautionary tale. She's got dead teeth in the back of her mouth. You can't see those on the phone or in the pictures. And you'd never know.
Send that to Pastor Joel.
Joel Osteen?
Yeah, when he tells that story of the guy getting off the train.
Right. His great joke about the woman and man who had a pen pal relationship way before the internet.
Same thing.
And then she was a beautiful woman, but they had only exchanged some black and white pictures because back in the day. And then she took a boat over from England to meet him in New York and said she'd be wearing a pink carnation. And she wanted to make sure that the guy that she was with would love her no matter what she actually looked like in person. So she found an ugly lady on the boat. This is Joel Osteen saying, don't judge people. And gave it to the big fat pig and said, wear this and walk out there. And the man that comes up to you and introduces himself, his name is Peter. And you read his reaction and let me know. So she's watching from afar this pig go over. And Peter goes, are you Heather? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am Heather.
And he hugged her and he said, I've missed you. I love you. I'm glad you're here. And then the beautiful woman said, well, if he's willing to overlook this hog's incredibly disgusting body, he's certainly the real deal. So then she reveals her beautiful self, and he's like, whew, I'm a good actor.
There's nothing into the detail about, thank you, hog, now get out of here.
All right, hog, give me the carnation. And I guarantee you about 2 days later, he's like, man, I'm so glad it wasn't that pig with the carnation. That was a good trick you pulled.
And he was trapped because every guy would say the same thing, like, oh, I'm so happy I'm here. I got to figure out how to get out of this.
You think Dennis isn't sitting there every night going, the Kawasaki, I'm about to unleash the Kawasaki, and I don't want to do it again, but I've got to keep her.
Monster Jam.
I got to keep her in line because she could go crazy in the next 14 days. So he has to just, there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm storyline going on right now where Larry tried to get something done with city council by banging one of the gross city council ladies played by Tracy Ullman. And she fell in love with him, and she was passing bills because he was banging her. And then he was going to break up with her after the one bill he got passed went through, but then she revealed she's an alcoholic. And her son's like, it'll devastate her if she's in love with you. If you break up with her right now, she's like, so how long do I have here? And it's like 60 days. So he's marking days off the calendar while she lives there because he's like, I've made this commitment. She did something for me. I got to do this back for her family. This Dennis guy's in the same position. He's got till April 17th. Because where's she going to go? Back to Anchorage? She's got no plan. She can't just up and leave. I mean,
just go.
Well, you're making it worse, Dennis, by leaving her there. I say,
Dennis, you got to treat the broad like a car. You don't buy it without a test drive.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
And the test drive can't be a month.
No.
Weekend. Yeah. Just have a weekend at a resort somewhere in between Anchorage. And here, she's from Ireland and moved to Alaska. First red flag.
I don't know. You know how many people ordered Teslas online, that truck?
Yeah, but you can get the gauge, and then, they're going to be worth more to the dummies. You can still sell them for more.
So I've ordered one of those. You know, I say similar, at least get pictures, authentic
well,
pictures.
Well, here's the thing, though. When someone moves from Ireland to Alaska, they've already made terrible choices. Because if you, it's like my family moved from Sweden to Bradford, Pennsylvania, and Mount Druitt. They actually found a place colder than Sweden in America and worse to live in. And that's just a sign that that's a, my ancestors are not very bright. That they moved from, they had all of America to choose from. They picked a place worse than Sweden, which they left because they didn't like it there.
And she, when she went over there, the salmon started running upstream.
Yeah, that's away from her. Yeah. She's responsible. Salmon, people don't know this. The salmon used to go downstream, but when Dennis's girlfriend from Ireland showed up, they started swimming every direction.
Like,
we got to get out of here. Do you smell that? She's got rot mouth. Anyway, the Kawasaki thing coming out of her is pretty hilarious. I pump more air into her every night. It's like a motocross race is about to start.
Why continue?
I send our switching gears on you there. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. When is the April 17th coming up? It's soon. Well, that's, you did this. And honorable, I will say this, Dennis, honorable that you're keeping her in the house until the agreed upon departure.
Better man than me.
Much better man than me. I would probably.
You got to break up with her, you stupid article.
Yeah. I don't know if you've got any money, Dennis, but it's not a bad idea to just go, look, I feel terrible. But this isn't working for me. I'm going to put you up in a hotel till April 17th. That's only if you got some cash. Don't strap yourself on this one. Otherwise, maybe buy her a ticket back to Anchorage. Depends on how cemented her heels have gotten into your house. What did she bring? If you catch her ordering like boxes and, you know, because guess what? She's going to want a U-Haul from Anchorage down here. You got to drive all the way through the Alaska, Northern Territories and BC and then you get 4-day road trip with her.
With that stench.
Yeah.
You'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah.
You tell Bubba Stewart to stay up there in Anchorage. This is all right.
A little two-stroke for you. How about that?
Write a letter to the Nitro Circus. Say, hey, I got a person for you.
Yeah. Or light some matches around her body.
And hope it goes up in flames.
And then hope the whole house and body go up in flames and just take your insurance payment. Because when she lets out, maybe there's just enough to blow the whole house up. You can Robert Fisher her home with one of her. She started it. Oh, what a lesson. Now I always go back to my sweet, sweet cousin who met that Scottish kid online. Now the difference is it's that she was... She's totally okay with the fact that, yes, indeed, and this is a fact, he had his neck surgically removed through some sort of a illness of some sort. I didn't know that was a thing.
Thomas O'Necklace.
But he had his neck surgically disappeared.
Thomas O'Necklace.
I'm coming out to see you there. I love you very much. But no sudden movements. Don't get my right and my left. Got to be straight in front of me.
No problem.
And he showed up and... As advertised, that dude's little head is sitting directly on his clavicle.
There's no exaggeration on that.
Fenton had a neck. Fenton just had, he had Stone Man's disease. This dude had his neck removed and had the nerve at their wedding to wear high collar, which is just too hysterical for me to handle. I'm going to wear the classic kilt with the high collar.
You really think that's a great idea?
It's tradition!
Did he look like the little Kilroy thing where just the nose sticking over the top of the collar or what?
Yes.
You've seen the picture,
haven't,
right?
I shown you those pictures of him?
I think so. I think so, yeah.
He's evidently found Jesus, too. And I don't know why he's friends with Jesus after what Jesus did to him. I mean,
the Lord Jesus took my neck and I gave him my heart.
Like, no, you need to worship something different. This guy has destroyed you.
Hey, I'll go out there and... Hey, where'd you come from?
Right to your... I was standing next to you the whole time.
You can't sneak up on me like that. I only got vision straight ahead.
He drives. Scares me to death. Cars just mostly mirrors.
I can move my eyes about pretty good. But I can't move my head.
He's got every sensor possible on that car.
Nah, it's everything. He showed up. She was in love. They stuck it out. They're married.
They got married.
See, Dennis, it can work.
Dennis, they got married the day they met. He didn't care if she's... I don't know if my cousin's pumping Kawasaki sounds out. I know she's clean, but who knows by his standards. He's Scottish. I wouldn't take that chance. I met Delamitri once, the old Scottish band. I swear to God, I...
Oof. He's never dry.
Oh, I don't know what that smell was. I've been to like landfills before, and it smelled better than Delamitri.
It's a bog.
I'm almost positive Delamitri himself on stage. The two dudes in it. I'm almost positive they looked at each other before and said, "Hey, about tonight we take huge in our pants while we perform." Well, that's a great idea. Oh, dude, if you do it, and then we'll do a meet and greet with in our pants.
His shirt was made of a Highland cow poop.
Yeah, and they had that big smile like, "Hey, love what you got. Roll to Me is a great song. I love it." But, "Hey, nice to meet you, radio boy. I love your town." Yeah. "What's the matter? Something smell funny? Hi. We ourselves on stage." It was the worst locker room plus bathroom plus dog diarrhea I've ever smelled in my life. It's Scotland. What are you going to do? That was normal to them. Never. Ever, ever. Always smell the girl you're committing to. That's a rule. Yeah. Always. That's a good rule. Always smell her. Always smell her.
Made the mushroom head guy smell like Dracar. Even them getting out of there.
Well, mushroom head doesn't have a chance because of the outfits.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Delamitri is just in jeans and t-shirts, and they managed to smell worse than mushroom head ever could. This guy says, solution, you can't drive to and from Alaska without going through Canada. Tell her you don't have a passport and you're not interested. Well, how about just tell her not to want to move here anymore? It's just not working for you. Yeah, put her up in a hotel. If you don't have any money, you got to stick it out through April
7th. Knock over a liquor store or something. I mean, if the stench is that bad.
Or set her home.
Do what you got
to
do.
Go to jail.
Yeah, spend it's the probably next, worth it.
What's a good one to stay in jail for 2 weeks? What, like petty theft? Can you get...
DUI, maybe? I mean,
I'm going to lose your job, but
and insurance goes up.
Well, for 10 grand, I'll put her in a Motel 6 for 14 days. Sorry, lady, but... And how about you just tell her it's just not working for me?
But why? I thought we were in love.
Yeah, that old Kawasaki thing you got going on down there. And he's a poor bastard. He's awake right now listening. We've all had that feeling. The old coyote ugly thing where you chewed the arm off. Or you just can't sleep because she won't leave. And,
I made you dinner again.
Nothing
Another
worse.
Another potato.
Nothing worse than that girl that snuggles up. Like, I thought you were going home.
I just wanted to stay here.
Oh. This is different than I expected.
You put your pants back on.
Yeah, I thought everything was over. I was going to go for a walk until you left.
And in the morning, we'll take a shower together.
Oh, no. We want to brush all those teeth?
I can't brush my teeth. It hurts too much.
Oh.
Just pour some peroxide in there. Yeah. Watch it foam at the mouth. She looks like a rabid
dog. Look, I got rabies. Look what you've done to me. Pouring all that peroxide on my dead mouth.
How come you got the front seven fixed?
Because that's what people see.
Wakened by the green fog in the morning.
My house always smells like bugles and corn chips.
That's you. It never used to smell like that before March 14th.
No, it does. I'm screwed.
Worst part, if he's up right now and she decided to get up and give him a hand, he's listening to his favorite radio show.
Hey, that's strange. Your name's Dennis, too.
Right.
And you're dating a girl. Wait a minute. This is adding up. What did you tell them?
Don't get angry. Full throttle. Relax your stomach muscles. It's causing trouble.
I've never been so embarrassed in my life, you stupid article.
Running back and forth to the bathroom.
That's enough.
Me mesh.
Have a seat.
I can't sit down. I'll just be pacing around your house.
Like a human whoopee cushion. Anyway, thanks, Dennis. Good letter.
It smells like morning breeze in his bedroom every morning.
I don't know what it is about America. Every time I wake up and watch corn chips, do you have any Doritos?
You don't need any more of those.
I'll check the cabinet.
Dennis, start looking for a keg tonight. You could score yourself $5,000 to get the hell out of her. Out.
Yeah. And you got
send her out first class.
Yep.
Back to the holy hell of
Meet
Anchorage.
Me at Action Ride Shop today.
Anything, Dennis. Anything, Tim. Take the day off and run over to Action.
I followed you.
I heard you.
Head down to Van Buren and get a room for 300 hours. And stay here for a while.
While you were at work, I did some light dusting around. I videotaped it. It's me on a ladder.
Oh, God, don't climb ladders. When she laughs too hard. You need to go back to Anchorage or Ireland or wherever the hell you're. Anywhere but here. Start introducing her to your most handsome friends.
He comes home from work and says, how come there's sod on my roof? He's changing everything.
I keep the house cool. Learned that back home.
Poor Dennis. He's laying there right now going, it's true.
Could you turn that down, Dennis? It's a bit distracting.
Yeah, distracting. I haven't slept for 2 weeks.
Monster jam.
I can't sleep on my left side anymore. My arm's asleep. I got to roll over and sleep on my other side.
Good adjustment. That's disgusting. Dennis, I'm sorry for you, but thanks for sharing. And a great public service announcement. If you've got that special someone and she lives somewhere else and you haven't met her yet, but you're confessing all this, smell her. You got to smell her.
Oh, yeah. You got to get smell testing.
You have got to smell her. And make sure that she doesn't have dead teeth behind the ones you can see. It's all a facade. It's like old Tucson. It looks like an old Western town. It's Rock Ridge. There's nothing back there. It's all showy filters. In the day and age of filters, you don't know what's going to show up at your house.
What if you got her a new grill?
You're going to buy her new teeth?
No, just tell her to get to work, make some money, get yourself a new grill, and you can stay.
Wait a minute. You're going to tolerate her searching for, applying for, interviewing for, getting a job, saving up, going to a dentist, assessing the situation.
It's a practical plan.
It is a terrible plan.
I spent 2 years. I'm going to get my new teeth tomorrow.
Are you still here? That guy would have killed himself by then.
Item two, get a can of Fix a Flat.
Fill her up.
What's this, Dennis?
Trying to stop something. You know, why are you okay with this? Says to use half the can.
Stops the water.
Yeah. She's just fighting through.
I breached it.
Anyway, Dennis, good luck to you, my friend. But thanks for sharing. That's great stuff. And I'm sorry you're laying there awake right now. Every guy knows the feeling you've had, but not for two solid weeks. A fortnight. Oh,
brutal.
That's brutal. That is just too much. But you are taking one for the team, so all those other guys out there can realize that it's not going to work when, Bubba Stewart comes rolling up and lives with you for a month. What were you thinking? Don't you have any friends, Dennis? Don't you have any friends that said, dude, a month, a weekend at best? Brady did that. You tried to rekindle with an ex years and years and years ago.
Twice.
Two times. You did that twice?
You moved her out? Well, the exes
two different
came
girls?
Back.
Oh,
they came around.
Yeah. Well, the one, you were smart, though, because you got a hotel. Brilliant.
Yeah.
In case it doesn't work out, she's not just hanging around the house. At the very least, you've paid for her, a place for her to stay. Especially if on the first day you're like, nope, she's got dead teeth, like eight of them.
On top of that, you never take her to your house. You spend a nice weekend at a hotel, and then you see.
And you tell her.
You check the Kawasaki, make sure,
The dead teeth, the whole situation. You tell her, too. Like, look, I'm not showing you my house. We've never met, technically. Right. I know we had this great.
But it's all love online. We had a tweet. You're telling me you love me.
I do, online. Now I get to smell you and see. Clearly, you've got 6 good teeth and, 18 bad ones. This is no good.
Remember when Travis took Jody to his house? What happened at the end?
Exactly. The area situation. She drove long distances to get back. You're right. Take her to the hotel. See if she's, okay. And then on Saturday, you get her on a Thursday night. Friday, you have a nice day. A little lunch. All night long. And Saturday, you're like, that was a little weird. Try it again. If it's a continuing problem, you don't show her the house. That's like the next step. If she's like, I want to see where you live. Nah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
There's a HOA in my neighborhood. There's noise. You can't have mopeds and Kawasaki dirt bikes in the area.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, they're going to think. I'm going to get fined a lot for all the two-stroke you do.
Mine was slightly different, only because I didn't know how to handle it. No, everything was going pretty good.
Yeah.
You're really enjoying it.
Going all right.
Take me through this. Hold on before you say this.
Yeah.
So you meet up on a Friday. She's back. But you've met her in the past. You've had relations in the past?
She's my high school sweetheart of 2 years.
That's adorable.
You know, 20 years
later.
But
that means you didn't pump her.
Correct.
You never humped her in high school because you two were purists.
Yeah.
The Lord was, God was watching us.
Yeah.
So you didn't do it with her. So you rekindled 15,
maybe there's something, you know,
later.
You talking on the, basically texting back and forth.
Sure.
Email back then.
So you meet on a Friday morning. She lands, let's say, right?
Yep.
You go.
Friday afternoon.
I got you. I got a beautiful resort for the
weekend. No, we went to the hotel the next night. She did stay.
She stayed at the house the first night.
Yeah.
But it was a night where you guys were not going to do it tonight. You did that. You tried to play it off like you were in.
Let's hang out, go out to dinner.
Like a guy would
say. Each other.
Sure. Yeah. You were in on that 100% too. You were playing the game. You were lying to her.
You're hoping it just only lasts 60 minutes and you're going at it like rabbits.
100% lie on a man's part to say, I want to wait. I don't want this to just accelerate. We need to spend some time together and make sure we're garbage. You would have humped her off the plane.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But didn't happen.
You played the game.
You know, I haven't seen each other in a long time. It's fine.
Dinner, maybe a kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some light touching.
It was actually, my birthday weekend, and her birthday is the next day.
Oh, Brady.
So it's kind of a birthday weekend. It was,
it's beautiful.
You build it up.
So Friday, she stays at the house.
It was a nice evening, and now we know.
Knowing you, Saturday morning, wake up, you probably made her some eggs.
Don't remember that, but there's a good chance.
You made yourself some eggs, I'm sure.
Maybe
you
I'm not sure. I can guarantee you I had breakfast.
I guarantee you eggs were made, whether they were for her or not, still up for debate.
Yes, you're right on that.
Yeah, okay.
And then we head to the Boulders.
Oh, beautiful. Lovely. And that's a long drive.
And we're in and it's a cool drive out there. If you've never
almost
been
like
to
a road
Arizona
trip.
Before, really. So
you're showing her the sights.
To the Boulders.
Little
we
lunch.
Have a casita.
Yeah.
We have a dinner plan. It was this package that I had.
All right.
And the sommelier comes over and recommends wine. It's really cool. Everything's set up. Get back there. It looks like, it's a go. And then she
goes,
before we go, I just want to tell you.
I used to be a man.
I'm full of warts.
Well, she didn't say that. She didn't
say that. That's how I hear it. She goes, I have to tell you, I have.
Story's great every time I hear it.
Yeah. And for me, I'm like.
Say that.
She did not say that, but that's how it's.
Your ears were like.
My ears were just
like that. Diseases.
I'm lumpy.
But what she said was she has been exposed to the HPV virus.
Yes.
And herpes.
And I wanted to make sure that. And I've dealt with it for years.
Right.
And
currently no flare-ups.
No flare-ups.
Peace out, sister.
Good to go. And I'm like.
Yeah. And he put an end to it right there and didn't even finish.
Emergency. Emergency.
So how'd you get rid of her then? Just tell her, look bumpy.
We spooned that night.
But you didn't tell her.
I was all ready to go. And she was like,
Shut down.
I can't get hard for you because your diseases.
Sorry, Bumpy Johnson.
Want to have second dinner?
We had a great weekend. Then, Sunday.
Yeah.
Get her on the plane. 2 days later, she sends me round trip tickets to Atlanta to come visit her.
Oh, boy. And you had to break it to her.
No, I ghosted.
I forgot about that.
Man.
Right.
I just didn't.
Did you send the tickets back? I don't even know the end of that.
Yeah. I said.
You sent them back with no words?
No. I didn't send them back. It was an open-ended ticket.
Oh.
You could use it whenever. I just didn't respond back. And I finally,
man.
2 years later, I ran into her back in Columbus. She was visiting Columbus. And my cousin is the one who said something to me. He's like, how dare you do that to
her? Yeah, he's right.
I'm like, you're right.
What a dick.
And so I went over there and said, I apologize. I actually wrote her letter, and
oh, that
is a Brian Adams song.
She basically, wait, did you type this letter or did you handwrite it? Because if she got it, she's like, second grader's breaking up with me.
Oh, no, it wasn't handwritten.
I read hieroglyphics.
If you're going to do that, you knew me at that point. You just have me write the letter. Just I'll dictate.
And I talked to her. And then, so I said, I was a dummy. Apologized.
I should have strapped it up and gone into the hell house.
Dear Bumpy, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear whoop-de-doos, I just don't want to do it with you.
What was your excuse? Why did you just, why'd you go? Why'd you tell her you ghosted her?
You mean the, oh.
Yeah, in the letter.
Because I just, I panicked.
Did you tell her because of her bumps?
I didn't know how to deal with that.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's honest.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah. I'm like, told her she stunk. You put on too much weight. I'd have just made it so she never wants to talk to me again. I wouldn't have even been kind about it. You can't. You weren't right about the ghosting, but you can't tell her it's because of her bumps.
You know, it's funny. She talked to me a little bit later. She goes, I want to ask you about a relationship that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Dating this guy.
Yeah.
And there's one friend that he has. It's a girlfriend. Yeah.
All right.
That he's known for, but he doesn't want me to meet her.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Because I'm like, well, you know what's going on here, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Any port in a storm for that thing. She married him. Yeah, she can't be too picky.
Oh, she married him?
Yeah.
Yeah, and wow. I saw this. They had a bumpy kid.
Yeah, I remember that kid came out. He was totally drunk. Two kids. I remember that she called him and Brady was on the phone in the office and I heard him say,
well, you have to understand why he doesn't want to have sex with you. He needs to have a sex friend because you are. Bleh. Is it the warts? I told you in the letter.
I told her, you know what? In order to have this relationship work, you need to meet Ladarius' friend.
It's true.
So, just so you know, Lady Bumps a Lot. I have a friend I do not want you to know because she is a pristine honey hole that I cleanse every once in a while.
He said it would ruin the
the magic.
The relationship because it would be...
See, if my clean sex bitch meets my dirty bumpy bitch, I got nothing but trouble. So I like to keep those two worlds apart if that's possible. And speaking of apart, let's never let your knees do that again. Let's just keep those closed up. Here's some Compound W. I got a weekend ahead of me.
Get this, Brett. Then a couple years later, back for the 4th of July.
Oh, Jesus. Quit going back there.
No kidding.
Well, there I am doing my stupid thing for the parade.
Yeah.
And in the car, and then I look over there.
There she is. Oh, you just Heil Hitler.
And Ladarius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And the kid.
Ladarius just scratching.
I don't know what's going on.
She learned from your letter never to tell a mate about her problem.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Ladarius is like, I don't know what happened, but Ladarius ain't talking because he thinks he got it from that girl she's not allowed to meet. So both of them have something. They gave it to each other, but they think they're just keeping it quiet. Anyway.
Worked out. Ladarius. It worked out for everyone.
Ladarius is like, hey, man, you want her back?
No, thanks. She's like bubble wrap down there. Remember freshen up gum? That's what oral's like with her. Oh, pop, 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 pop.
She was holding the kid and she's like, say hello to Brady. She's named baby Brady. Brady.
And the kid just said, it hurts my mouth, it hurts.
He's more herpy than people.
Anyway. Thanks for sharing, Brady. Brady and Dennis, everybody. Brady and Dennis. You've been great guests. We're going to get that keg over to Action Ride Shop in just a minute to give you a chance. You give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. Dennis, see what you've been missing? The first hour of the show is always fantastic when we're talking about
Somebody
you.
Somebody already wanted Skinner that smell.
She smells like, and it's not even like it's a bat, it's corn chips. We all know the person that smells like corn chips.
Whiskey bottle.
Yeah,
he needs a whiskey bottle.
He's probably getting drunk every day of the week.
You fool, you!
And that's the worst thing. She's from Ireland. She's Irish. He's drinking every night. She's home. This is like found her dream man. Oh,
that was my second one.
Oh, the whiskey. Oh, that's right. I forgot about her. She just hit the bottle so hard being with you.
Came home and Captain Morgan was in my living room.
Yeah.
Polished off a handle of Captain Morgan.
She cleaned the house.
Wow. Passed, almost passed out. She did clean the house. Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, then.
Do you think maybe these girls are doing this so you go
I'm starting to.
You go up to lift.
Yeah, you're a brave man. Why would you do this? Why would you come all this way?
She's got herpes, and I couldn't deal with it.
She ain't got herpes. What are you talking about, man?
She told me she had herpes.
Yeah, get rid of your little ass. Hey, weirdo. I don't want to stay with you. The next one just drank herself into a stupor first day. Maybe he'll kick me out if I do this. Maybe it was their plan to get rid of you. Either way, it worked, and good on you. Nice job.
Yeah, handle the captain's $20. That's a cheap maid for the day.
It was.
Yeah.
Hey, Bogan, I cleaned your house. I need you get on here and clean me up, huh?
Oh, hold my hand.
Do you have herpes or warts like the last one?
I don't know. Why don't you get down there, Inspector Gadget, and figure it out for yourself?
He's 50. Go get me a single malt.
Hey, Sherlock, you find any bumps? You're basically my gynecologist now. Is bump free? Stick her in there, kid. Let's do this. Rock and roll.
You're gross.
It's not working for you, is it? All right, I'll take off. Anyway, yeah, give us a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one for all this nonsense. It's 98 KUP. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
All right. Thank you, Mike and the Mechanics. It is Mike and the Molotovs. never going to not do that. Brett's on his way to Action Ride Shop right now. You want to head over there. It's on Gilbert, just a little bit north of the 60. You can head on over there and hang out and try to win keg number one. Brett will be there in just a little bit. And when he is, you can try to unlock the keg. The first clue for the four-numbered code on the lock that holds the keg out of your hands is tulips. Is that tulips or two lips? What am I saying? Tulips. I'm saying tulips. All right? That's what you got to remember. Clue one, tulips. That's your first clue. And maybe you get it off of that. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. I also have been sent this several times and also saw it myself yesterday. But 7-Eleven is now canning and selling hot dog water. You heard me. Sparkling hot dog water. Now, in the past on this very show, I once made a joke that said I would rather drink hot dog water than another thing.
Yeah.
And the people, I didn't know, but the people that made the other thing were listening and got mad at me. And the other thing, it was a joke. Oh, I'd rather drink hot dog water. I basically saying no one would drink hot dog. I was making fun of the fact that hot dog water as a beverage would evidently, and this surprised me, I thought we'd have ranch dressing in a can way before hot dog water as a flavored drink. But Big Bite hot dog sparkling water from 7-Eleven is now a thing. It is now a thing.
Miracle Seltzer is the company that's doing it. Yeah. They have four flavors.
16 ounces of it. Per can. If you want 16 ounces of hot dog water, hot dog sparkling water is water that tastes remarkably like hot dogs.
I'm wondering if it's an April Fool's thing.
I hope so. I hope you're
like,
right.
I mean, they'll roll it out, but because the other four flavors, lemon, lime, green apple, and sweet orange.
Yeah, the only thing about it is that it did say, they say more details on the availability is next month. But that's not an April Fool's joke. That's just being assholes. That's different. Like, your April Fool's jokes have to start at midnight on April 1 and end at 11:59 on April 1. They can't go creeping into March and start dragging around for a couple weeks. You can't set them up that way. April Fool's is April Fool's. April 1st, that's it. If you're doing this, you're just being jerks. But hot dog water as a drink, I can't imagine that's real. But then again, that's where we are in society. We're not sure if this is an April Fool's joke. 20 years ago, they'd be like, 7-Eleven, you guys, not a thing. Now I'm not so sure. And sparkling hot dog water, that's the classy version. I'm hoping it's an April Fool's joke. But yes, I am getting all those emails as well. And it is also driving me crazy.
It won't last.
You think?
I'm going on a limb here.
I'm scared that people love that
collector's item.
Oof. Is it for what? The worst collector in the world? No, stop it. No one likes that. There has never been an Antiques Roadshow with a guy with a bunch of hot dog cans. No.
Please make that happen.
No, it's not a thing. You're collecting something worthless. Do it for your passion. Don't do it for your finances. It's not a collector's item. It's a novelty, but it's not a collector's item. Speaking of novelties, this is great. I've told you I'm in my massive schizophrenic relationship with the sun. She's beautiful. She's treating me like garbage. And then she love bombs me. It's like the San Antonio thing. It's like I walked in on her with she was in a gangbang. And she's like, this isn't the real me. I've been drinking. You're like, this is over. I can't believe it. And then the next time I see her, she's giving me the greatest BJ of my life. And telling me that it's never going to be any different than tonight when she beats the Nuggets at home. It's like, what? Who are you? What? I don't know what to expect. But what I do know is basketball is it's a very passionate thing. Unless you're talking about the WNBA, which is not so much so that the greatest girl basketball player that's ever played isn't in the WNBA. She's a college player. Her name's Caitlin Clark, and she is actually pretty fun to watch. People always say that. It's like, you're seeing a girl basketball player is good. I'm like, yeah, there's a few good ones. Teams? No, there's no good teams. There's zero good teams. There's one or two good players in the whole league, and then some meh, and then the rest of them are just filling space. The WNBA is a terrible product. We all know that. It's gotten better, but it took 28 years to say that, and it isn't much better. And again, I stand by the idea that I could put together an all-star team of eighth graders and beat the world champion WNBA team, and they don't want anything to do with that. Now, Caitlin Clark, however, is very good, and she's about to be the number one draft pick in the worthless WNBA draft. Because the WNBA doesn't do anything on their own, they copycat everything the NBA does, right down to the draft being, we got to have a rookie minimum. All right. No, you don't, first of all, dummies. Why you're placing a rookie minimum on what is the greatest player ever and now who is going to be the face of the WNBA immediately, you don't put a number on that. By the way, she also made $2.5 million in college. Her cap as a rookie in the WNBA, $80,000.
$76,535.
The most they can pay her because they got strict rules on their salaries. They're too stupid to change that rule and say face of the league. People are actually interested. They're pre-selling tickets to where they assume she's going to end up. Indianapolis is like they're looking at it like, okay, she's going to be WNBA games are going to sell out because people are curious about her. And also her dad's already yelling at her during the girl because she won't stop complaining about fouls. She's kind of mouthy and a little bit of a baby. But all this said, Caitlin Clark, and I'm going to side with the ladies on this one, Brady. You'd think that I would opposite. Wait till you hear my take on this. Caitlin Clark has been offered by Ice Cube, who runs the Big Three. Now, Big Three is an awesome kind of Saturday afternoon basketball league for guys who didn't quite make it and a few guys who have Joe Johnson's in it. A lot of guys who are really good basketball players have played in the Big Three and are currently playing in the Big Three. It's very competitive. Some of the guys are a little older. They've retired. Some of the guys had injuries, retired, kind of came back, couldn't get in the WNBA or the NBA, but could still play. They have offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to be part of the Big Three. Now, she's looking at an $80,000 a year payday from the WNBA with endorsements pushing it up. She's still going to get the endorsements. But the Big Three's like, come over to our league and play.
Based upon that number, if it was, you know, like $80,000.
Right.
15 years to make $5 million.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be a long time before she sees $5 million. Ice Cube says, I'll give you that up front. Come to the Big Three and put eyeballs on that because they recognize she's a great marketing thing. That's pretty awesome. You say Portnoy from Barstool Sports has doubled the offer to $10 million if she'll just come play on their intramural rec league team.
Team, yep.
Here's the thing, though, Caitlin, and I know you're not listening, but this gets back to her. Do not take this money. Take your $80,000. What's going to happen to you is that it will expose immediately that you don't belong with the men. You will not be competitive in the Big Three at all.
I'm taking the 10 mil. If that's
I take 10 million and play rec league.
Yeah.
I am not taking a serious offer to play on a court with retired NBA players who can still dunk and do the thing. Kenyon Martin came out. He's a former basketball player, played for the Nets for years and stuff. Said Caitlin Clark will not score a point in the big three if the guys don't want her to.
They play straight up.
If they play straight up, she will not score a point against these men. It will not occur.
She and can it, shoot.
She's a shooter. But if they want to lock her down, they'll stand 30 feet away from the basket and go straight up with her. Maybe a foul. Doubtful. But he, Kenyon Martin was like, there is absolutely no chance. She said, by the way, Big Three is a step under prison ball, he said. They get away with a lot more physicality. They're banging into each other. And he said, you don't want this. You don't want a girl out there playing real ball with these guys and get, like, you know, dudes like Reggie Evans who are humongous. And
yeah.
They're kind of gooning. He said, she's going to take the ball out as soon as she tries to cross that line. Boom, yo, little ass, was his exact quote. If they're not allowed to hit her hard, then they've changed the whole concept of what the Big Three is, which is old 90s basketball. It was a lot more physical play. Caitlin, don't take this money. And ladies, you should not want her to take this money. You should let her be poor with the rest of the WNBA players, because what you're about to do is dismantle any progress the WNBA has had by placing a woman on the court with actual male players. It's not a thing. It is at LA Fitness. And I know I'll get an email. I play with the guys at LA Fitness. I played in college. Right. Are you comparing the WNBA to an LA Fitness pickup game? Because it's about the same. It's a great idea to take that money, though. I don't know how you don't, because it's not going to be good for women. If she wants to be like the next step for women's sports being taken seriously, this is the Amelia Earhart crash of that.
The intramural thing.
Oh, yeah. Go again, out there and play with a bunch of rec league guys.
And I'd say, you know, it would attract a crowd. It would do a little of everything. And I think she could actually.
$10 million to play some intramural basketball? Yeah, take Portnoy's offer. And then it doesn't matter.
In 1 year, and then maybe, you know, you'll always, I think, have that the next 2 years, have that WNBA
sure.
thing.
They'll be begging for it. But yeah. I'm not taking $80 grand when I get a $10 million offer to play at local gyms. And hang out with Portnoy and the drinkers.
Imagine the crowds.
It would be a blast. And Portnoy knows.
He's $100
a ticket to go see this in a place that holds 1,000 people at some high school gym. He's not dumb. He'll get Footprint Center to open up for that. For $10 million, take that offer. And then at the end, when it's like, well, I wasn't taking it very seriously anyway. It's kind of a goof. I took the $10 million. Portnoy's not going to get mad that you took his money. He's offering it for that reason. He's using you. Use him. Do not play in the Big Three, Caitlin. Do not. Don't do it. And WNBA, stop being so stubborn. You're not the NBA. No reason for you to have a salary cap for rookies because you don't want them to get out of hand when you've got the best player in the... It's like saying, knowing Michael Jordan's going to be the greatest player of all time and saying we're not going to pay him for 5 years.
So I saw one of the highlight plays of the NCAA.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this or not.
No.
You know, usually it's a... alley-oop or 94-footer at the buzzer
they can't
beater.
Do those.
So this play, the highlight on the official website, was a girl inbounding the ball.
Yeah.
Throws it off the back of the defender.
Yeah.
It's under the hoop.
Yeah.
So it bounces off the back and does the layup. Unbelievable. The fact that every defender has their back to the person.
A terrible mistake by the defender to put your back to the inbound pass. Yeah. It's junior
high
ball. Not
only her, but there's two other players you can see.
She had
with their
choices.
Back to the...
Yeah, she had choices to bounce one off of another one's noggin. It's just that's junior high ball. And occasionally in the NBA that'll happen when a guy gets spun and the guy's fast enough to bounce it off him. Genius. Brilliant. Danny Ainge did that once in a playoff game.
Pass.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
you do something to get the guy turned around, and then you bounce it off of him. But you have to set up. Yeah, that's just bad basketball. Don't take the money, Caitlin. Don't do it. It's hilarious, but take the $10 million. Go into the rec league. Do not fall for this other thing, where you're going out there and you're actually going to try to pretend play with guys. And if it is this, what I've always said is somebody said someday there'll be pro. I think that's true. I think there will be women in the NBA before I'm dead. Unless I check out early, which is the plan, the optimum plan. Before I'm dead, I think that the NBA will force a woman onto each team. And the rule will be there has to be a girl on the court at all times. And that way it balances.
Yeah.
You know, and you can have, but again, one, Yusuf Nurkic is 7 feet tall, 300 pounds. If he lays a good screen on a girl, You're going to break her bone. She's going to be drinking out of a straw the rest of her life. That'll be how she eats. And there's no reason for this to even be a thing. And they keep saying they want this. I'm like, you want it until you see the aftermath. Delicious restaurant. The aftermath is going to be a girl with a broken spine. It's just, you know, it's inevitable. Muggsy Bogues is tiny, but he still had man bones.
That, and I think for the men, there will be, I think the ankle sprain will increase. There'll be a lot more.
For the girl?
Because the girl's going to be on the floor.
Oh, yeah, got to step over a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of jumping unnecessarily in basketball already, but you're saying like leaping over a body that's, for no reason at all, smashed into the ground.
Dive balls on a loose ball.
Oh, yeah, imagine that.
That collision.
Because she's got to be Charlie Hustle to make it work. Muggsy Bogues was Charlie Hustle. That dude went above and beyond with his speed and his tenaciousness because he was making up for the fact that he was a foot shorter than everyone on the floor, at least. He had to be tenacious. He had to dive for stuff. He had to put his body at risk. Caitlin does that and has Anthony Davis diving for the same ball. Caitlin dies on TV. That's just how that works.
It's going to look like Phantom of the Opera. Every one of the girls will be wearing those face masks after a game or two.
The Rip Hamilton mask.
Yeah.
Beal had one this year. It was black. It was kind of intimidating. It was pretty cool. But yeah, don't. Girl basketball, it's time for you to just step away and say, no, we're never going to play with the guys. That's ridiculous. We're our own thing. And flat out dumbest thing I've ever seen is that you guys, well, we have to have a cap too because, you know, we got to keep the payroll under $300,000 a year. Like, stop it. What are you doing? You pay this girl to be the face of the WNBA. You throw all those rules away. If Big Three has $5 million to throw around, the WNBA should just go to its daddy and go, Pop, we have a really good player right now. Can you guys fund us for, we need to make sure Caitlin plays in the WNBA. $80,000 a year. And they're going to fleece her. She's putting asses in seats.
Well, they'll figure out sponsorship deals, but I don't think anywhere near that amount.
They need to pay her themselves.
If she's getting 2.5 right now.
They got pre-sales. They got lined up pre-sales because people are excited.
And that arena is packed.
Stop. You get her money now.
In college.
Yeah, right now. I'm saying that. So you get her paid now by the league. You don't sit back and go, you got to follow the rules like this. She's different. And you're dumb. And you've been dumb. You've run a terrible organization for a quarter of a century. And you haven't grown at all. No, you've been funded by the NBA. It's the least. I can't tell you how small this is for feminism. It's the opposite. It does nothing for women to have men fund a league that would fold. That's all it is. You're asking the NBA parent company to fund the league. If it wasn't for the subsidies they give you, you wouldn't be there. So it's a pat on the head and off you go, little ladies. Here's your cute league.
You know it'd be terrible, amazing. Like if you put that league together, like your co-ed league, but you do it with the players that get this notoriety because they're, you know, they might not make it that far in the NBA, but you get like the guy, the Larry Nerd.
Yeah,
you get all those character hoops, you know, back in the, whether it's Big Country, all these guys that have nicknames.
Sure.
You put that league together there, and then you incorporate.
You want a nickname league?
Well, it's just the novelty basketball players.
Well, they all.
But they're good players.
Sure, there's a lot of them. There's a ton of them. You don't necessarily have to have a nickname. You like those, though.
Oh, I do.
Like, you like the XFLs that he hate me written on the back. Everything everyone else hated.
Whatever they call that player, it. Slim Reaper, you know.
Well, that's Kevin Durant. You don't want him in a nickname league. You can have a nickname without being in your silly novelty league. But it is, if you want, put her in there with the Big Three and let her take an elbow from even Joe Johnson, somebody not huge. But go ahead. Let's just show the difference right there in front of people. They do that with that field goal kicking in college every once in a while with a girl, and I'm like, block one. Let her make a tackle. And then, in a year, show her on the 30 for 30, showing progress, how she can spell with her computer with her eyes now, and Elon Musk put the Neuralink in her because she doesn't walk anymore and she eats out of straws. Go ahead. Let's keep talking about equality until somebody's spine breaks, and then we'll be like, we shouldn't have done that. And you'll look at me, and that guy's an asshole. What a jerk. Yep. All right. I was the one protecting you.
We don't need your protection.
Yeah, you do. Because you keep trying to climb out there with the NBA players, and that's dumb. I crossed over Michelle Timms once in a basketball game. She was trying. I always say that. I gave her, that was when I was playing a lot. I crossed over on her and she moved and I'm like, did I just beat like an Olympian off the ball there, off the dribble? And then she, hey, okay, if I'm like, you're going to break my ankles. I'm like, all right, you're not really trying. Then she'd whip some passes and I'm like, she's putting the effort out. Me, a dude named Randy Gatewood who played for the Rattlers, and then another guy named Ash. I think it Richard Ash played for the, he was like 370-pound lineman. The dude was big. And I remember Michelle Timms was playing for the Channel 10 team. And that's when I learned Troy Hayden was a hacker. Hacker. Every single shot. Hack. But, yeah. So be careful, Caitlin. Get out there and do the right thing. I don't know that this is a good idea. And baseball starts today, Brady. Somehow or another, baseball is also being stupid because they're starting in, it used to be in April. Now it's late March. Already canceling games for weather.
Yeah.
It bleeds into November. When the most important games are played, it's 12 degrees outside. And the start of the season at the end of the season, and it's the summer game. Cut off baseball. Again, do I have to do everything around here? Cut off 25 or 30 games. Get rid of all the interleague play and do nothing but 140 games and end this thing in October before the weather goes bad and start it in April right after the weather stops being snowy and awful. You're
idiots.
Bring
back the day-night doubleheader.
Well, that too. And also, you see a storm that's brewing on the coast of California right now. It's going to be here in Arizona. It's going to snow in Flagstaff. Anything above 5,000 feet is going to snow. Baseball's starting this weekend. Colorado's not going to have a chance when this thing sweeps. It's just going to be, I don't know what you're thinking.
The Ian Schwartz weather alert last night.
It's bad.
We're hitting it.
And this thing's going to go across the country and just ruin the first week. Your opening week is ruined by terrible games and dudes in ski masks and gloves. It's not baseball. Idiots.
They wanted to set a record for most snow games.
People are like, isn't Caitlin Clark a transsexual? No, that's Caitlin Jenner. You're confusing.
Oh, unfortunate.
Wouldn't she then have man bones also? I'm sorry. I'm not understanding the argument. No, Caitlin Clark is not. You're confusing your Caitlins. Don't take that money.
Plus, she said so many hormones. I'm not sure the man bones are there anymore, right?
Caitlin? I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. Caitlins? She displayed some skills in Bert Kreischer's show when she was
Caitlin Jenner?
Shooting the bow and arrow and doing all
sorts of things. She's an athlete. Yeah. You forget the decathlete.
She's still got skills.
Before she killed that guy. Gold medals. The world's greatest athlete on the cover of my Wheaties box. And I should get a different box altogether. It's not good. Brett's out there already at Action Ride Shop. You guys, we need Brett, call up right now. We'll get Brett in line. He's got his keg. It's locked. I don't know how it works. I don't know if he locks it to a tree or a bike rack or whatever. But at Action Ride Shop, just off of it, it's Gilbert.
We've got that big chain that we put on it.
Yeah, that's what we do. Gilbert and the 60. I don't know what we chain to it. It's got to be chained to something. I just take the whole thing in the chain and cut the chain. But he's got the first keg, the very first keg. Will it be worth $5,000? I don't know. Action Ride Shop's all opened up. Ready for you guys. Brett's out there right now. Bert, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful.
All right, you ready to start this thing?
I am.
All right, Brett's got it, and you know the clue. Let's hear clue number one. Yeah. I've told it, but let's hear it officially as it begins now. 2024 Easter keg hunt is underway. Brett, what is the clue?
Clue number one is tulips. Now, is it tulips or tulips? I don't know.
It's up for you.
You'll just have to figure that out yourself.
First clue's not easy. Tulips.
No. Well, we can't make it easy right away.
Right. Tulips. What does this mean? How does that equate to numbers? We don't know. But there's a four-number code on a lock on the keg. Tulips is your first clue. And that is, and keep in mind, I'm Swedish. Tulips grow wild in the fjords. I don't know. I've never been. I'm never going. That place looks cold and horrible.
Oh, why would you? The food's terrible.
And the food, good Lord. To go to an IKEA and tell me you ever want to travel to my home. I've been to the Swedish festival. My grandma used to cook kukakorv, that horrible salt fish, that goddamn salt fish. Oh, forget what that's called. Lutfisk. Lutfisk. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Dry.
Even Brady's getting nauseous over
there. No, Brady would. That's how bad it is. Brady would eat it and say it's terrible. Brady would. I'm never having that again. Even the way they describe it.
But it's on my plate. I got to eat it.
The way it's described, it's a dry white fish with, like, not very flavorful, covered in an excessive amount of salt.
Well, it's got to be cured.
It's horrible, and it's a delicacy.
There's no cure for that.
No. Suicide is the only cure for a life of lutefisk. And Swedish meatballs, sorry, but Italy wins that battle, hands down. It's just cream of mushroom soup and human lingonberries. The reason no one else knows about them is because Sweden's the only one that thinks they're good. You never go to somebody's house and go, oh, you know what this is missing? A big old wad of lingonberries on top. What in the f*** is a lingonberry?
Toledo, did you ever go to the Skagit Valley Tulip Festival?
Skagit? Yeah.
Skagit. Okay.
Skagit Valley sounds terrible. Yeah. That's a slur somewhere.
Skagit Valley Tulip Festival is awesome. Right. They produce like 70% of the world's tulips.
Yeah, I think Altazia gets really mad when the Skagit Valley starts popping around. What did you say? Skagit. Hey. Oh, yeah, no, that's all right. Anyway, I
skag hags.
It's all about the keg right now. And the first clue, tulips. Tulips.
Yeah, so again. Come on out here. We're at Action Ride Shop right here on Gilbert Road, just south of Southern. You'll see the banner, the trucks all out here. But tulips, the first thing. Maybe you're going to walk out of here with a keg and possibly $5,000 or $500, courtesy of our boys at Action Ride Shop.
We don't know what that keg's worth yet. We'll find out tomorrow. But right now, it's just a keg. And once you get a hold of one of those, you're now one of 98 people that can end up with $5,000. How about that? So there you go. The Easter Keg Hunt brought to you by our friends at Four Peaks and Action Rod Shop, happening right now, starting right at this very minute. Brett, keep us up to date. We'll give another clue next time we talk to you. All right, there you go. Brett's out there this morning doing his business for you guys. The other great news yesterday outside of Caitlin Clark possibly exposing all of the WNBA as a farce by playing with the men. Was the great stories that are coming out in the court documents about WWE founder Vince McMahon. I think this is great. Now, he had to go because they were, like, he stepped away after a bunch of sexual misconduct allegations and toxic work environment stuff, which isn't uncommon nowadays. Everything's a toxic work environment. Even Nickelodeon had one, and it was like, now they got documentaries about that. According to the lawsuit, McMahon forced someone named Janelle Grant. He said he forced Grant in 2021 to create personalized sexual content for a WWE superstar that he was trying to re-sign. The wrestler was not named, but referred to it as WWE superstar in the lawsuit and said it was a heavyweight champion. So they're trying to get this guy to re-sign, and then they're trying to like do some... I don't know what they're trying to get him, if they're trying to blackmail him, or if they're trying to get him to come back, or what. It says McMahon shared sexually explicit photos and videos with the unnamed wrestler and told Grant that he likes what he sees. Already, McMahon was texting Grant to let her know that part of the deal was banging her. So basically what he was saying was, you make some dirty, sexy videos for this guy. And let him know that you're going to get banged by him if he comes back to the WWE. Like, you're hot. We're going to get you to sleep with the guys I want on board. The documents also allege that McMahon gave Mrs. Grant's personal cell phone number to this WWE heavyweight superstar and promised she does anything you request of her. And in the days that followed, the superstar revealed a fetish to Ms. Grant and tested McMahon's promise that she would do, quote, anything. And he wanted a video of her taking a pee. That's what he said. If she'll do anything, never say that. That's an old Brad Williams joke.
Yeah.
When a woman says, finish anywhere you want. He's like, where's your sister? Yeah. Grant previously received a payout from McMahon, in 2020, and then commanded her to continue. Look, here's some money for you complaining about it, but you're not done yet. And now go do a whack-off video and send it over to this guy. We haven't re-signed him yet. So he paid her and said, sorry about all that. And then said, but I'm not stopping and neither are you. So, and then later, McMahon caused Ms. Grant to sustain physical injuries due to these sex toys that he was making her use. Oh. It gets worse.
So it just went too far.
Well, he's like, well, you know, the guy, it's just not enough with you taking peas and stuff. Here, put this in there. And it's like, what? That's a Hyundai. You're like, yeah. Anyway, she said it was good. But again, she's doing it.
It's not going to work, Vince.
It says included bleeding pain from forceful use of the toys. Despite Mrs. Grant's pleas to cease any further activity, the number of sexual encounters started to increase, as did McMahon's physical aggression. Notably, McMahon was most aggressive when using certain toys. So, Evan, I didn't know this part. He's doing it to her. I thought she was doing it to herself. He's actually filming it up. According to the lawsuit, Grant has experienced physical and mental anguish, including debilitating symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder and suicidal ideation. Grant is also seeking declaratory judgment. There is another part where Vince made her take a huge all over him. God, Vince McMahon has gone from like this guy that was like, it was all, it's real to me now, damn it. I mean, before there it was all fake. Everything he did was fake. Now, this is the storyline they need to go in. Wrestling got too real.
Triple H know what his father-in-law was into?
And now, how about you come over here and take a great big on my chest. Film that. I'm trying to re-sign Brock Lesnar. Get over here and drop a big deuce on my chest. It's like lingonberries.
I'd rather have that than Swedish food. I'd rather have Mrs. Grant's Vince McMahon chest dump than lingonberries and Swedish meatballs. Lutfisk, for sure. So, yeah, so they got that going
on. He has a list of all the things to get these superstars to sign, here's what we need.
I don't want to victim shame Brady, but let's shame her for a second. If Tripp came in and said, hey, we got a hot new afternoon show we're trying to get going, and what he wants is for you to take a on my chest. Sorry, boss, that's not going to happen. Well, you're out of here. Yeah. I think you're going to get in more trouble. Yeah. I would make him text it
or
to
it
me.
Or for you. Like, yeah, exactly. Well, for $300,000.
Oh, if Tripp's going to give me $300,000, I'd all over him. If that's all
what
it took.
McMahon was throwing cash around to these people.
Okay, but then don't complain. Because I'm not going to come back later and sue you.
If you set your price and you completed the transaction.
Right. If you, like what you're saying is Tripp's going to give me $300,000 so I take a poop on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's done. Done and dusted, Brady, and then never spoken of again. Okay.
But that's not the way that's working.
But a few years later, I'm not going to go, I'm traumatized from all the times I had to on my boss for money. The first time I'm traumatized, the first time, and guess what? I'm not pooping on him. If it's, but I would because it's hilarious. Like if Tripp laid down, and went yeah, and opened up his shirt. Oh, damn, Skippy! I'm going to drop a dump on that for $300K. I do that for free, sometimes twice a day, but not on people. If he wants to be the receptacle? Okay. That's that's weird. And I'll be like, I'd make him sign the NDA. Don't tell anybody we're doing this. Just give me the money.
No problemo.
It's weird. I don't see Tripp doing that. I've known him now for, 10 years? And he's never once said, you know what I missed in our relationship? Is you ever taken a all over me? Yeah, me too. I've never had a boss
ask me.
It'll
be in the next deal.
Now, if I did have
if you just skimmed over your contract and you missed that?
Missed it.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
It's a breach of contract unless you breach onto me.
Wait, what? How did you slide that in there, Tripp?
Yeah.
No. Higher.
Now, that's your neck.
No.
Yeah.
Try to spell something.
Okay.
N. Oh, it says no.
T-R.
Yeah, he's not going to ask that. But if he did, I'd be like, hey, what are you asking here? Text me something. I don't call me, text me.
I need you to drop a grumpy on my nips.
Okay. How much? $300K. All right, good. And then I immediately go to Kevin Rowe and go, how much are we going to make off of this? It's going to be a lot more than $300,000. But if you're sitting there and it's like, oh, I'm bleeding from all the sex toys Tripp makes me use, I think I should sue him. Wouldn't you say, what are you talking about?
Yeah. What if Tripp's done the end around and he's got Kevin on the line?
Ooh, Kevin is his lawyer. Yeah, well, there's other lawyers. I'd call
Taken.
Glenn.
Taken.
Abatetti Gledletta. Yeah, we're going up against Kevin, if you mind.
No offense either. What do I think? I'd take Kevin.
Why?
I just think he's more experienced.
You don't know that.
I don't.
I like Glenn. He's too short.
Oh.
But that means he's got a lot to make up for.
He's as wide as he is short.
He's got to be a beastie. Yeah. He's got to be a pit bull in the courtroom. That's what I'm thinking.
He knows what he's doing.
He's going to get us that Tripp dump money. Kevin Rogue.
How are we on the trip dump?
I love Kevin, but he and I are still at odds over Brock Purdy, so he might have it out for me.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that.
Anyway, the Vince McMahon pooping on you story is a little bit weird.
A little bit weird.
In 2024, weird. I find that to be a tad strange.
I mean, I know it's been normalized, but I mean.
It's a little bit weird. Well, I step into my office. Oh, great. I'm going to have to on my boss again.
Where's the TP?
There's a check for over $300,000. It's almost Gene Simmons. It's very close. Check for over $300,000. I'm trying to get The Undertaker to do WrestleMania. I need a video of you shoving this lamp in your ass. All right.
They can't reach him right now. He's in the Antigua.
He's down there with P. Diddy. What have we done? What have we done, Diddles?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop saying that.
Now poop on me.
What I need from you right now. I'm turning him into Gene Simmons. I got to listen to Vince again.
He's going to be a little more gravelly.
He's down right there.
There
that's
it is.
That's right. I always forgot what Vince did. It's COVID Gene Simmons. It's a threefer. Because it's also Benjamin Netanyahu. Anyway, come into my office. It's bad. It's not good. But if your boss
people
is...
People are throwing out their lawyer suggestions.
You got some lawyers?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
call Raffy.
Why would I do such a thing?
His people are... He's used to dealing with people who...
poop on each other? I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't either.
I'm not disparaging Raffy for this. I've got my lawyers in tow. Probably Kevin Rowe. If Kevin's still mad at me about Brock Purdy, I'm going directly to the learner. That's for sure.
Guy says, John, I think you have that backwards. Read the story again. I'm pretty sure Vince was the pooper.
Did he poop on her? Either way. I just know poop was involved, and that's when I stopped reading. I'm not into that stuff.
John, are you surprised with the WWE? They're glorified carnies and have been for 50 years.
It's very true. That's the one thing that's missing. You gave a carnival barker $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Inevitably, something's going to come
out.
Yeah. He got a nice suit and some weights. But you're 100% right. That whoever emailed that couldn't be more right. You just basically.
That was some of the most. All those interviews over the years with. It goes way back, but, you know, Rowdy Roddy.
Oh, they're all
the
a mess.
Families that are involved. And
it's a weird. All the documentaries that come out about wrestling are very rarely like, what a pristine, lovely time that was. Drugs, weird sex.
Was it MVP?
Oh,
Well, Rey Mysterio too.
No, MVP was talking about his first experience.
Yeah. He was four.
He was four,
and he had sex with his babysitter. And I'm like, I'm sitting there listening to him. Is that even a thing?
We looked at each other,
and all I thought was, us whites can't do that.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, I guess a 4-year-old black kid's crank's about the size of what I'm carrying. So the babysitter was interested, and he gave it to her. And he stood by it. Like, when I was hammering away on the questions pretty good. Like, 4-year-olds can't have sex. I did. I'm like, all right, well, there's no arguing this lunacy. But then I started to believe him because he was so, like, adamant. And like, then I'm like, why would you tell this? This isn't a good story.
Okay, says, yeah, John, since you're into court documents lately with the P. Diddy stuff, read the court documents on this one. Oh. He took an S on her face.
Oh, that's right. I did hear that. Yeah, he pooped on her face. She has pooped on him, but he dumped on her face. And then, all right, send that to Lesnar. That should get him. And then Brock Lesnar's over there going, finally, where do I sign? great job, boss. Brock, that's for you. I took a little poopy on that girl's
face.
Another
Dexter says... Say what you want, John. Brock Lesnar signed.
He did sign. And we all know it's Brock Lesnar, by the way.
The Diddy thing. I think I saw something from a member of Two Live Crew says about Diddy parties. He's like, yeah. I never stayed late for those.
Oh, that was DJ Luke. I think it was from Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
I think he basically was like, yeah, I always left because it started to go sideways, and then I just didn't want to be there after.
You do what you want.
After hours was weird at Diddy's.
I'm leaving
house.
Early. Dude, not from, my cup of
dude
tea.
Dude from Two Life Crew is like, this
nope.
is too far.
Yeah.
This is getting out of hand. We're all going to jail. I think that's who it was. Either way, yeah, because he's not Luke Skywalker anymore because he got sued by Lucas, so I think he's DJ Luke now. Anyway, I don't know what it would cost to have your boss take a poopy on your face. But there's a significant... Like, I did tax stuff. I finished up tax stuff yesterday. And my tax guy, Steven, would pretty much be like, wow, you made a lot more this year than last year. What's different? Oh, I let trip on my face. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know where to put that. I don't want line to put that under.
Well, Stephen, we enacted a clause in my contract.
Was it cash? Oh, no. It's taxable income. It's a couple million. And I don't even know that that would be something I'd be like, I've always wanted to sh** on your face. I'm like, that's not nice. No, no, I find it hot. Like, what? Please.
The following year, you can take a huge break on a depreciation of your body.
All right. Every man has his price, Brady.
Yeah.
Tripp's got a checkbook open. Your name's on the pay to the order of. He's already signed it. The only thing blank is that little box on the right and where you write out the numbers. How much for Tripp to drop a deuce on your head? What's it cost? I mean, think about it. You've had baby poop on you.
Yeah.
Dog poop. Your own poop's probably on you right
now. There's no plexiglass. It's just flat out. You're taking it right on the crown.
And sometimes, right over there. You got probably got goggles for safety over the, and then like two little plugs over the nostril. You want to keep that mouth closed, but you got swimmer speedos on, that suction cup on, so you can't get any into the
me ocular. Personally, Brady, I got a kid heading to college soon. I got about $80K in bills going, so.
You're the guy he's choosing. You're under six figures.
Goggle off, my friend.
Jesus Christ, no, 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 no. I can't win this fight.
That's what I'm looking at.
Man, the Toledo just fired off.
You know his number.
You and Caitlin Clark have the same price, 80 grand. No, I'll give you that. Here, come here. Said,
that's the bill I'm looking at.
I know. Get over here and lay down.
All right.
Brady, kick in 40.
I'm in.
We're going to finally all over Toledo's head. Yeah, you have. He's the low bidder. Like, you're the government in this one. But what was yours?
$5 million.
Yeah. $5 million?
That's your same price for blowing
crazy.
A guy.
That's just my number.
It's too high. That's your same price for blowing a guy. You can't have that be the same thing.
I think when you're dead in a year, you can give the rest to Kirby.
And all you got to do is shower up.
All right, I'll take a mill.
A million's a good. That's it. Yeah. Now you're talking. Now we're negotiating. It's like you going in there trying to buy a new Jeep and offering them 10 grand. I'm like, get out of my office. 5 million.
Get out of here, Clear Channel.
I would take, I think I'd go as low as 500 grand for that cash.
That's, I would say, tax I'd say 500 grand.
To have the boss duke you.
How does that
face.
Work? Does he take it on the taxes?
But and sign the NDA. It's just a cash transaction. Nobody needs to know. And keep it in the shoebox. But,
I'll sign an NDA on that.
I'll NDA that, and you'll never hear from me again on it. But, you know, this lady, this Mrs. Grant, it wouldn't end. Like, I think she probably thought, cool, $2 million, all I got to do is throw some sex toys around with a superstar like Vince McMahon. This is great. And then it was like, now you got to do it all the time.
So what you're saying, in 5 years when I've blown through the $500K, I can't come back and plead PTSD?
Yeah, you can never say PTSD. Right. You're gonna blow through the 500 grand. It's gonna be, you're gonna ask people.
Legos.
It'll be like Tuesday. I took a on him Tuesday, and then Friday is like, you boiling anything right now? I'll take another $50. Next thing you know, we're using him like a urinal.
John, there's another layer. Please read the whole court document.
I didn't
read
the court document. I just read the story.
Pooped on her face during a threesome.
Wow. Got three
That's
people.
A level, man.
Two of the three people are in. 67% thumbs up on that. One person laying there going, oh, my God, it's happening again. Was it with Brock Lesnar?
Oh, I don't know if it was with him.
All right, Brock. I promised you that we'd be able to ragdoll Mrs. Grant around, so have it. Watch this.
All this is an alleged scenario, of course, that we're talking
Brother,
about.
Let me tell you something right now. If you don't take a on that girl right now, I'm not re-signing. I'll be right back.
I would rather have it be the Undertaker.
Just I don't have anything music. Brewing right now. Hold on, Brock. How's that? That's a little Hershey's Kiss, brother. I want a full load.
What happens if I get lucky on the 500K and it's a deer pellet?
Yeah, well, then it's a no-go. That's a no-go.
What do you mean it's a no-go? No,
part of the
coop
lottery.
It has to
we
be.
We completed it.
It has to at least look a little bit like the emotion.
No way.
I'm putting the papers out.
If he gets something exiting. Whatever comes out.
No. Until he's done said. Then. Until he can't squat anymore.
Yeah.
And you have to let it rest there.
The oh, there's pellet? A time? Now there's a time?
For that kind of money? Yeah. I lay there until that guy's satisfied.
Got to wait until the soft serve's over?
Sorry, Brock. I'm really constipated. Could you get me some Colace? And some stool softener.
Hand you a spoon.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Grant's just laying there with her arms crossed going, how much longer... Until the hits my face.
Spoon
settle down, Mrs. Grant. Quiet down. You signed some papers. Push, brother, push.
So, is she...
That's my new favorite thing in the world. That phrase right. Push, brother. The guy sitting there in the... I picture him in the full gear, too. Come on, brother, push.
So is she so hot that they want to do anything with her, or is she just not hot enough to respect?
If she was hot enough, she's a 7, I'm guessing. I haven't seen her, but I'm guessing she's a 6.5 or 7. She's not a 10, because 10s wouldn't do this. A 7 who's hanging around a bunch of 10s, like those divas, probably is like, the only way I'm going to get in and stay in is doing terrible stuff. And there's a little something wrong with you if you accept the first one. I would accept the first one. If it continued, then maybe I'd start getting upset. But she already took a big payout, and then he said, and now do this. She's like, I thought we were done. He's like, no, that I paid you for all the other stuff, so you didn't complain. This is all new now. That's erased. Kind of like confession. All your problems went away the second you took that thing, and now you can't talk about them again. Anyway, stop taking on each other, superstars.
Give it a good push, bro. Come on.
Come on, jabroni, push. What if it was The Rock? What if we found out that the beloved Rock is the
so
guy?
So many. That could be.
Get back into the business.
So many it could be.
There are so many.
You mentioned Undertaker.
Cena, Undertaker. Yeah. He's right. Shawn Michaels ain't coming back. He can barely move.
No, but I'm saying back in the day. I don't know when this happened.
They weren't trying to re-sign him.
You're trying to get a guy back that's viable.
It's the marquee guys.
It's The Rock.
Yeah.
Stone Cold, maybe.
Roman Reigns, maybe.
Roman Reigns is still
there. This is before, probably, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I don't know. It's not good. It's not good.
Jim Hacksaw Dugan.
But if you want to pay for Toledo's kids.
You're going old school.
No reason to get it. Nobody's my face to re-sign Hacksaw Dugan.
Diamond Dallas, no.
We have a chance to get Superfly Snuka back here. Open your mouth.
No. Get a bigger name. Iron Sheik's one. I would actually volunteer.
I'm in on that one.
I would volunteer my face for the Iron Sheik.
A Hawk Tui as it's coming out.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want him taking a dump on me. What's wrong with you? Follow along. McMahon dumps on me to get the Iron Sheik back. My price drops. I want to see the Iron Sheik in action again. He's dead now. But
John, also don't forget Vince McMahon's catchphrase for the WWE was, it's what's best for business.
Yeah. Boy, is that true. He's the one dude who emailed in, right? So it's just a bunch of carnival people who got billions. Anyway, what are you going to do?
Jesus, John, are you prophetic? How many years have you been saying now all your heroes are assholes?
Oh, forever.
I've been so into the WWE. Yeah.
Never get to know them that closely if they're heroes to you. If they're just celebrities, that's one thing. If you actually admired them, don't dig, especially the super successful ones. But nowadays, it's all going to come out. Magic Johnson didn't get AIDS from, like, just normal stuff.
Come on, Cook. You know, it's just from girls, Cook.
Magic was doing some horrible stuff. You don't want that genius to... Michael Jordan's son plays in the NBA right now. His name's Jimmy Butler. Nobody's ever going to bring that up. But look at the court documents on Jimmy Butler's history and tell me it doesn't just line right up. And the dude's 6'6", same exact body. It's crazy. All your heroes are assholes. Saying it forever. Do we have a big board of musical treats without Brad?
We do.
Where is it?
Well, he posted it on Facebook. So we've got Without Me for your relationships with the Suns and D-backs.
Yeah, that's true.
Since the D-backs are starting today. GNR Rocket Queen for the girl with the corn chip tooth.
Corn chip smell and rotted teeth.
Okay,
different, gotcha. Totally different items.
Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot. And then we've got Sublime's Date Rape for Vince McMahon.
Jeez.
The Baja Man Who Let the Dogs Out. That one's for Brady. Go with the Flow. Queens of the Stone Age.
I like that. Let's go with that. Go with the Flow. So when your boss asks you if he can drop a deuce on you, hear him out.
I'm picturing that Irish girl.
Brought to you by our friends at Action Ride Shop, where Brett's standing right now. But I'm disgusted by the whole thing.
Copenhagen teeth. Just tobacco stained.
But he said the front ones were beautiful. The ones you can see are nice. The back ones were the problem. The ones you can't see were the dead teeth. Guy says a Poop Mask. Good band name? Yeah, I think that's a great band name. Poop Mask is very good. Probably already taken. We'll ask Marcus Mangan, the end of the pit crew. Go with the flow is the way we'll go. Keep in mind, Brett's at Action Ride Shop this morning. Just a little bit north of the 60, a little bit south of Southern, on Gilbert Road, right there. At the Glorious Action Ride Shop, the first clue for unlocking Brett's beautiful lock that sits on the keg number one, is tulips. Tulips. Is it tulips or tulips? That is not something I need to figure out. You do. That is number one. Tulips. And then you got four numbers that somehow coincide with that that'll figure all that out. Clue number one, tulips. In a few minutes, we'll give you clue number two. We'll check in with Brett, and we'll find out how that's going. And maybe you'll get that keg out there at Action Ride Shop and $5,000. And by the way, you can go there. It's not the Mark Randall days anymore where you try and then you got to leave. You go to the back of the line, you can try again. So now's the time to go before everybody shows up, because you can try code after code so long as the line's not long. Last year, it got up to like 20, 25 people. You'd try your code, you'd fail, and you got to get back in line and try again. You just reset yourself. Back in the day when Randall was here, it was a stickler. You tried and you went home. One try per person. I don't understand what kind of help that was to the client that's offering us his location to go, all right, nobody stays. Everybody leaves Action Ride Shop the second they're done here. You stick around. You get 25 people. You got 10 people. You got 3 people. You don't know how many people are there. At any given time, you might catch a lull and be able to go through that like 15, 20 times, and your odds increase every time you jump. So head on over to Action Ride Shop. Try to win that keg. Good luck.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
There you go. Offspring. Oh, wait, that's not the end of it. I'm just going to let it go, though. I'm excited about the next thing. Brett's going to call us in a second here. Offspring's there. We're all done with that. We got ourselves a U-Fest coming up, and I'm late. So this has just been a brutal morning time-wise. Sorry about that, everybody. I cut off the Offspring. I feel guilty. I mean, I'm over it, but I felt a little guilty. Brett's out there right now. He's at Action Ride Shop just off of the 60 and Gilbert. So you head on over there between Southern and the 60, right there in Gilbert Action Ride Shop. He's got the keg. I'm super excited about getting this keg out the door, ready for people to win this thing. So before we get to the Brady Report, Brett, you are at Action Ride Shop right now. A guy just, he emailed me and said, now's the time. He said, I went down there. There's only a few people there. Said, the lines are short, so you can try over and over. He had to leave because he had to go to work. How's it looking right now with your code?
It's starting to pack up a little bit.
Okay. Tulips.
You're starting to get some people out here.
Tulips is clue number one.
Yes.
All right.
And again, we don't know if it's two lips or two lips.
Exactly. It's just the first clue.
It'd be either way.
Clue number two. Brett, we're ready for clue number two for the four numbered code that is on the bike lock that locks the keg. What do you have it locked to?
We have it locked to an Action Ride Shop table.
Oh, there you go. All right. There you go. So you could you'd have a lot to haul. As well. Just pick the table up here.
A folding table and a keg. I mean, if you want, you can probably run out of here with that.
Sure. But, it's a lot of packing. It's an awful lot.
Yeah, so we're not running after you.
We're real secure. No, I'm not running out. I got two more kegs to get rid of.
You got a lot on your mind. All right. So you got this thing out there. So get the keg. Four numbers will unlock the, if you guess the code, the four-number numerical code. And first clue is tulips or two lips.
Yes.
Second clue is, Brett?
This one, I don't know if this one's going to help anybody, but we'll throw it out there anyway. The second clue is A-D.
A-D as in A-D. Dog?
A-D. Yes.
Like after death.
Yeah, kind of. Or Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys. I know you're Jewish people understand
that's
that.
Right. But, we get Ad Rock. I get that. A-D. Oh, is it? Are there periods? Yep. Is it ad? Is it like ad as in advertisement? Is it A-D as in... after death or Anthony Davis, A.D., his nickname for the Lakers?
I'm going to say it's A.D. That's where we're going to go with. There could be periods in there.
Okay.
Ew.
Another clue. There are periods in there.
I didn't say it was ad. I just said A.D. So
let's say this, because I know this clue.
Okay. Yes.
There are periods. It's A period D.
All right. I'll make it easier on people. Yeah, go ahead.
A little easier. A.D.
All right.
Tulips. A.D.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if this one, that one's going to help too much, but we'll give it a shot.
You want to give out a third clue?
That's up to you.
Go ahead. Throw out the third clue. What's the third clue?
You want to do a third clue? All right. We'll do
third clue. Two lips. A-D. Third clue.
Argyle.
Argyle. Like the socks or like what punk rock guys wear?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
Like Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
Ah, there you go.
I guess.
Argyle. Scottish. Scottish. Argyle is a Scottish thing, or Irish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Argyle.
Like, you know, you see, like, you know, Brady would have worn an Argyle sweater back in the day.
Yeah, Brady wears Argyle for a picture there with the family.
Argyle vest sweater.
I'm sure you did. I bet you still have it.
So I had an Argyle cashmere sweater at one time.
Everybody in the UA had one.
Bougie. Yeah, they all had to or they were left out. It's like a members only jacket. All right. Tulips, AD,
yep.
Argyle.
Yep.
So the other thing, that's AD, the Anno Domini.
Yeah.
Is the year of the Lord Latin? Is it an Easter thing?
Oh, Easter's this weekend. AD.
Oh,
all
I
right.
Didn't even think about that one.
Tulips, AD. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Argyle.
And Argyle, yes.
And you got to figure out four numbers from this.
Yeah, so you got three hints now.
Man.
Get your ass out here to Action Ride Shop. Gilbert Road, just south of Southern. So right off the freeway. You can't miss us.
Tulips. AD. It says, Brett's clues are ass. Just because you're not getting it.
Exactly. They were last year, too.
Yeah. Clues always suck when you don't get it. And then the person that does exactly. Like, oh, of course. That's stupid. Yep, because you didn't understand.
What a prick. Yeah.
Your clues are ass, Brett. But no, that is not a clue. Ass, not a clue. Tulips, AD, no. Argyle.
Threw ass in there with tulips?
Tulips and an ass. Wow. Maybe it applies. Tulips, AD, Argyle. All right, Brett's got the codes out there. You guys can go there. Just start throwing numbers into that little lock and see what you can come up with.
Texter wants to know.
Let's do it.
I have to know. Are you setting up your conversations from earlier this morning as part of the clue to the combination of the lock? Is Vince McMahon part of this? Or is Dennis somehow involved?
Argyle. He's with that Irish girl.
No, definitely not.
No.
Dennis is definitely not involved in this one.
AD could be after Dennis. Tulips could be like, that's all that's good. And once you get past her tulips, you got all those rotten teeth from the story this morning. Argyle, she's from Ireland. I don't know if you can come up with a code for the unnamed slut from Alaska that's bothering Dennis for the next 17 days, but all right. Got to listen to that. I'll tell you this. Brett had these clues before we found out about Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because Brett had these clues yesterday. He told me the clues yesterday. I don't know the answer, but he told me the clues yesterday.
And to all the texters that are throwing numbers out, it does you no good. Go to the go to Action
Ride numbers at us all day long. We don't care. I don't give a that you're Rain Man. Fire it over to Brett.
Yeah.
There you go.
It doesn't matter unless you're out here at Action Ride Shop. Your numbers do you no good.
How about this, Brett? If anyone knows you personally enough to have your phone number, they can text you the code and you can give it a try for them.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
No.
All right. No, we'll cancel that. All right.
I have every prick in my phone texting me. Thanks.
That's what I was trying to blow up your phone. Okay. All right. Tulips, AD, Argyle. All right. Good luck to everybody out there. I'm struggling with this, and I know the clues. I've known the clues for a day, and I don't think I understand what you're doing. All right. Your clues are ass. Bro.
You're going to kick yourself in the ass.
All right. We'll see about that. Brett's out there at Action Ride Shop. All right. We'll talk to you in a little while.
See ya.
Thanks. Brett, doing his job. Getting rid of the keg number one. Easter keg 2024. Brought to you by Four Peaks and Action Ride Shop. It's starting right now. There's a good chance we give away three kegs before the morning's over. One at Action Ride Shop, and then the other two Brett's supposed to hide tonight, but he's busy. Brett's got a lot to do. Got to do the overnight show to help you early keg hunters. I got a guy who emailed me. He's decorated his car with magnets that say keg hunter on the side of it. So it like he can get passage through things he's not allowed to be in. Oh, it's pretty impressive. So
let me see if I can find the text.
Ready to go.
John, help me out. I've had jobs. There it is. I've had jobs for a long time. Why does Brett want to go back to the overnights? Doesn't he rail against it forever?
Yes.
Why the F would anyone want to go back to a job they hated?
Because he cares about you.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, because he cares about you guys. He knows you're out there. He knows there's a big audience for some reason. And he's like, you know what? They're going to need help. We don't need Herbert, the automated computer, overnight not helping you. You can call Brett starting at 3 o'clock. He's going to start giving you some help and some stuff out there and let you know it's starting.
Just one day.
It's like when NORAD shows you where Santa is. He's NORAD. He's telling you, hey, the kegs are out. I know for a fact the crew is here. They're taking a bunch of kegs are released. We don't know where and we don't know when, but he's going to help you out a little bit. A human being to talk to on the phone here at the station starting at 3 because Brett cares about you. Yes, he hates the overnights. He does not want to do that again. He's doing it because of you guys. That's a good man right there. Also, he's got a body to bury while he's hiding the kegs, and there's it's a good time for him to get up and mingle with all the keg hiders.
I got a busy day, too, John.
Yeah, you got to go to bed at 9.
I got a McFeely day. I got to go pick up my honey-baked ham and then hide kegs starting at 4 o'clock.
P.M.?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Illegal. Not happening. Don't get people.
No undercover of darkness for you.
Nobody's looking at 4 o'clock. Don't even start that. It's time for the Brady Report. Who's going to make it to the NCAA championships? Well, the Sweet 16 will determine that, and it's on starting tonight. So you can go over to Hooters and check out all the games. I believe U of A plays tonight. You can check that out. The Hoops Bundle exists at Hooters. 16 boneless wings. And you get the dressing of choice, fries, and it's $16. That's pretty awesome. So head to Hooters and watch that March Madness right there on all their screens with all the beautiful people that are with you. And enjoy yourself and say thanks for this Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Hot Tub Day.
Yuck.
And National Black Forest Cake Day.
That is a bad combination.
Thank
hot
you.
Tub like, day? What?
Hot tub and a black, forest cake?
The last thing I want to do. I've never tried that. I'm willing to try that.
You have a constitution of iron, my
shocked.
Friend.
Shocked.
Hopping into a hot tub of water.
Loaded
with a
up on.
Belly full of chocolate cake.
Well, they're not comboed up. You celebrate
that's why
one
I
or the
said,
other.
What a terrible combo. I comboed them. You comboed them by giving me two things right there. That's a combo.
And you were curious.
Never tried that before. I'm going to give that a run.
I just know if I just said National Hot Tub Day, I would hear a bunch of, I'd get a bunch of mentions. You didn't mention National.
You would?
Yeah. Black Forest Cake Day.
I don't think you get a lot of that.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
One thing my hot tub's missing is
never
a bakery. I need baked goods.
Plants are unbelievable.
I need
never
baked goods
happened.
Coming in while I'm boiling up at about 103 degrees.
That is disgusting.
That's a good temp. Ugh. 103.
Blech.
Couple of baseless fun facts. Kobe Bryant's full name was Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yeah.
Named after the Japanese Kobe beef, and his parents saw it on the menu, and Bean was shortened from his father's nickname, Jelly Bean.
Right.
I didn't.
Jelly Bean Bryant.
The best-selling fiction author in history is either William Shakespeare or Agatha Christie.
They haven't decided yet.
They both sold somewhere between 2 billion and 4 billion books.
But who's counting? 2 and 4 billion? That's
yeah,
a pretty
healthy, good gap.
So it's either between 2 and 4, but they know it's not 0 to 2. They're just not narrowing it down.
A little lazy.
The 2 billion either way either makes it 0 or 4 billion.
That's a wide swing.
Let's just say 2 billion plus.
Yeah, go high.
Yeah.
Liechtenstein has won the most gold medals in the Olympics per capita. Their population is around 40,000.
And they've got two.
They've got two. One for every 20,000 people. America has 1,175 golds. We're just one out of every 280,000 living people.
Not even close to Liechtenstein. Athletes.
Are we only counting living people? We should count all the dead ones before, too.
Why?
The Olympics have been 100 years. We should, you know, average.
That's silly.
That in.
That's a ridiculous notion.
The black box on an airplane is usually bright orange, red, or red, not black.
I know.
Originally, they were black.
Air disasters.
They figured out.
You know that?
They're tough to find when they're black.
Not really. They ping. They make no.
Well, but I'm saying when
when
they designed getting into it when they started searching for them.
Yeah, they're bright red most of the time, and they're ripping them out of the sides of mountains.
Well, they ping because if they go underwater, right?
They ping everywhere, just like, there it is. And that's the best thing. Why don't they make the planes out of the black box? The thing never gets ruined. Ooh. Probably a little heavy, but add a couple more engines.
A study found that two back-to-back nights of bad sleep can make us feel 4 years older than we really are.
And Dennis, who we mailed earlier, hasn't slept for 14 days.
Yeah.
Because he's got that Irish toothless hog laying next to him, Kawasaki-ing up his sheets.
Getting laid, but he's not happy
about
it.
He's only doing it out of obligation.
They looked at sleep patterns of over 400 people and asked each person how they felt. They had a second group that got 9 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, followed by just 4 hours for another two nights. The average person felt 4.4 years older than their age after the two back-to-back nights of bad sleep. The people it hit hardest said they felt 10 years older.
I don't even know what that means.
So if you're 40, if you're 40, two nights in a row could make you feel like you're 50.
But how do you know how 50 feels when you're 40?
Yeah, and then they say the other good news is when people get enough sleep every night for a full month, they felt an average of 5 years younger.
I can understand feeling younger. You can't feel older. You don't know what that feels like. You can't anticipate, well, I feel 55 today. Like, I don't know what 55 feels like.
It's actually a great point.
Yeah, you're just throwing out an arbitrary fact that you don't feel very good.
Yeah, you feel worse than you did yesterday.
I feel 61 today.
Yeah,
like, I couldn't tell you what that feels like. I don't know what 61 feels like at all. I see it. A lot of people it doesn't look pretty on, but.
Another poll found the average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. 10.5 work days, just over 2 weeks worth. The top reason we do it, we'd rather power through, not have people think we're being dramatic.
I got a couple emails about Vince McMahon. So you realize he's 80 years old. A dude taking a poop on your face who's 80. Those balls are around your throat like a necklace.
But even so, if it was 10 years ago, he's still 70. 70.
Those are long balls.
Yeah.
But steroids have probably shrunk that up. But the skin, I don't have big balls, but I have a lot of skin. So when I'm old, it's just going to be.
Start throwing down some steroids. Let's see what happens.
Well, it wouldn't matter. The balls can shrink up. No. The scrotum skin doesn't tighten up. Your balls shrink.
Oh, okay.
I have basically like 70s curtains. It's weird. They just look funny.
According to the Pittsburgh Public Safety, Yabaraj Budathoki of Pittsburgh is facing charges of aggravated assault and reckless endangerment on an incident that began when a male customer came into the Sunoco gas station.
Wait a minute. That guy works at a Sunoco gas station convenience store?
Yeah.
We're not allowed to bring that up, though.
So the male customer came in and...
Nothing to see here.
Nope. Totally normal.
Started throwing bananas at Yabaraj.
What are you doing?
Budathoki.
What did you say?
What was his last name again?
Budathoki.
Oh, I said something else. I tell you right now, Brady, you say my name like it is bad, like you're going, my Baramash Budathoki. That is not my name, my friend.
According to Yabaraj, the customer then picked up more bananas and threw at him. Then he said stop, and the customer took a swing at him.
Was it Harry Belafonte's kid?
That's when Yabaraj picked up the PVC pipe and beat the crap out of the man.
He happened to have one nearby. A PVC pipe?
Behind the, it was a...
I mean, that would hurt.
It was a...
But it would...
Persuader.
I guess.
Self-defense deal behind the counter. The guy's suffering, he's in serious condition right now in the hospital. Possible brain bleed.
Oh, he was facing him with the PVC pipe. That was one of them thick PVC, not sprinkler lines like I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He's got one of those big...
He did some damage. So they'll have to compare the stories. He's saying it was self-defense.
Ignore how I look and sound and the music that plays behind me. I am not a stereotype of who works at a convenience store in the Pittsburgh area.
How's that accent again?
How yin's doing? Have you watched Pat McAfee today? He's a fantastic man about the city of bridges. Bill Cowher comes in here every once in a while and throws bananas at me too.
We can't say it, but when they say Yahaj Mahersh Mahaj, works at a 7-Eleven. We're all supposed to go, that's, I don't like that. You know how you get rid of that stereotype if all those people would stop trying to work at those places?
Or own them.
Well, no. They already own them. Just stop working there.
Oh, so own it.
Stop being behind the counter.
Hire
and
Trevor to do it.
Yeah, kill the stereotype.
The incident in Baltimore about the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse from 1960 to 2015, there were 35 major bridge collapses, killing a total of 342 people. That's a lot. I didn't realize so many bridges collapsed. And it's a ferry or a different boat running into the bridge, causing the bridge to collapse.
We got to start keeping an eye on that stuff, because that one went down like a house of cards. And to me, that just shows the terrorists that we got some weak bridges and some.
Do you see the numbers they threw out? The amount of merchandise and stuff that's
insane.
Because there's 20 boats waiting to come into the port.
We can't go now.
And
then, of course, you know, it's the biggest place for cars in America. So expect those prices to go through the roof. It's like, damn it. Remember they got us when that one boat got screwed up in the Suez Canal, and it's like everything's going to be delayed for a year.
Yeah, and it's not because that's the only port. What happens is this guy spelled out. Now they have to bid at the other three ports that would normally cost $1 million to unload. They'll say, I'll give you 1.5. Well, then they pass.
We're those. Getting screwed is what's happening.
Yep.
That boat crash is going to cost us a fortune on your next Honda Element. Yeah, we'll get killed on toothpaste. Oh, it's the boat crash. They blame that Suez Canal goof for everything. I remember
that was 3 months, remember?
Yeah, but they got it out of there pretty quick. Figure something else out. Have a plan B. Have a safety school for... I almost said the F word.
On The Source, which is a program on CNN, Caitlin Collins interviewed a security specialist, former NYPD officer Bill Stanton, about what to do if you're on a bridge and it collapses and your car goes in the water.
Fall.
He made sure that, you know, the safety, put your windows down. And if you can't do that, you know, he has a device, two devices in his car, one to break the window.
Those sharp pointy things.
Yeah. A lot of times you can get an end of a flashlight or something like that. And then secondly, something to cut the seat belts if that jams up. He did have to throw in, do not TikTok while that's happening.
Right. I have.
Because there's so many people that would. Go to that first before they get out of the car.
I have an orange hammer in every car that has the window breaker and a seatbelt slicer on it. It's the coolest thing in the world, too. But if I'm on a bridge that's collapsing, it's not like I have it in my hand. I have to dig around in the glove box for a second.
Yeah.
And yesterday,
I thought about that, too.
Yesterday, it took me 20 minutes to get my registration out of my glove box because I had to show that to my tax guy, and I couldn't find the key. I didn't realize I'd locked it. Well, this is no good. The key is, again, somewhere in my car is the key that starts the car. And it's not it's a push button start. So my car is up for grabs pretty much 24 hours a day to all you folks listening. Horrible. Gotta find that thing.
And now it's time for some Wild, Wild World.
Okay. Oh, I didn't load you. Damn it. Why? Why have I not done these? There you go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. Police went on a wild ostrich chase in South Korea at the local zoo. An ostrich got out, started running the streets of South Korea.
Wild ostrich. It was a contained ostrich.
Well, it sounded like a wild geese chase.
Oh, the chase was wild, like Bob Hope wild.
But it was actually an ostrich. And it got down ran the streets for a while. They chased it for an hour. There is a video of it running down the street. And they finally... Video running next to a bus.
Video of an ostrich running.
Pretty cool. In South Korea, in the middle of the road. If there was an ostrich running down the road, you act like that would be nothing to you? Go f*** yourself. That's an amazing thing. If you're driving down the 202 and you look next to you and there's an ostrich sprinting along, you're telling that story.
And keep you're told to, you know, catch Toledo. That ostrich.
Look at Toledo over here. Meh, that's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing. It's a huge thing.
You go crazy when there's a hummingbird outside.
Yeah.
Do I?
Probably. They probably circle your head on a frequent basis. It's home.
Some lady in San Francisco called the police because she said she saw a mountain lion outside of her home walking along the fence.
That's not good.
It was a large cat.
No.
They're if you look at it, but I appreciate the call, but... They used the Ring camera and look at it.
Oh, they looked at it.
It was the neighbor's cat.
Yeah, it's a big cat.
Then another lady in England thought she was rescuing a baby hedgehog. Put it in a box, took it home that night, put some food in there, some cat food, and then called Animal Rescue the next morning.
Right.
Said, can I bring this in? I think I captured this baby hedgehog. She brings it in. They open up the shoebox. It's a faux fur pom-pom off the top of someone's hat.
He's an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at the picture of this thing.
Okay. That's pretty hedgehoggy, though.
Yeah, I know, but...
I mean...
They do ball up.
I guess. I might think this is a hedgehog, too. I'm not going to lie.
No.
Yeah.
Come on. Let me see it.
No way.
I'd kick it to find out.
Yeah, you're...
I might think that's a hedgehog. It's pretty hedgehoggian.
Come on.
You know
Look,
what?
I'm not listening to you, Mr. Unimpressed by the ostrich on the freeway. You see that
thing? I see
thing
those every day.
Hedgehog out here. I'd give it a boot. And it would ball up and roll. Like, I think that's a hedgehog. I don't know that
I think you would have been able to find out before you call.
Here's the other thing. It was a hedgehog doing just fine on its own. Why'd you got to pick it up?
Could be young enough.
You would pick it. What are you going to do? What are you, a hedgehog's
mom?
Bring
it back to...
To who? Leave it there.
Let the wildlife...
Brady, much like Toledo. Major.
Savior complex.
Yeah, much,
I'm sorry, I got to rescue that.
Much like Toledo's parents, they didn't care enough about it to not leave it alone. What are you going to do different? There's something wrong with that hedgehog.
For the most part, let nature take its...
Leave it there. You picking up a hedgehog and giving it cat food, that's not good. I'm looking at you, Brady. Stop picking up animals. You're going to end up with one of those ski caps at your house.
I will rescue that coral snake.
I know. And it doesn't need rescuing. It's already home.
That's your wild, wild world.
No.
A Japanese diaper maker has just announced they will stop producing diapers for babies. Adults only.
Nice.
Because of the senior population of Japan.
Because they have they don't have a very good birth rate over there right now.
But they will continue to make the baby diapers in Malaysia and...
Mexico.
They have another manufacturer.
So there's that few Japanese babies now because their birth rate has been below their death rate for a long time now. So now they don't even make diapers for the kids. They're phasing them out. This sounds... Suddenly I'm interested in Japan. They're phasing out the future. Strapping up diapers to the elderly. And in Japan... The elderly people aren't that big, much bigger than the baby, so it's not like they've got to change the formula too much. No babies. A world with no babies. Oh. Every rapper in America just went, what kind of dreamland are you talking about?
Except for Nick Cannon.
He seems to, he would be thrilled if we could eliminate the baby process. Oh. The whole world has been vasectomized. Oh. You're going to make me cry.
The sheriff's office in Colville, Washington, posted a funny update on Facebook. This guy called and said he's coming in from out of town in April, wanted to know if Bigfoot hunting is legal, and if it is, does it require a special license?
Yep.
Told him it was really more of a question for the Fish and Wildlife office, the sheriff did.
I'd have still charged him $100,000.
He says, I already called them, and they referred to you guys. Referred me back to you guys. So whoever took the call passed it up the chain of command. They said they told him that they'd wait to hear back. He wanted to clarify he was only interested in bagging a male Sasquatch.
Yeah, that's the only one that's allowed to. You can't shoot the females.
Because he wouldn't shoot the female.
Also, for $100,000, I'll get you an international, universal passport and hunting license for Bigfoots for $100,000. Just hand it over to me.
Go interstellar for another $100,000.
Okay. Yeah, you throw in another $25,000, and it's any planet you want to look for them on. It's up to you. You've got a full pass from planet Garmac all the way to here. I will give you a hunting license for that.
Well, the chief of police responded back with two pieces of information. He says, one, the guy was asking about an area called Meadow Lake, which is actually in a different county, so the sheriff there might have more info. Secondly, he said he's pretty sure there aren't any around because one of his deputies would have hit one with their patrol car by now.
Okay, this guy's a bigger idiot than the guy looking for Bigfoot, that he didn't fleece this moron for his life savings immediately like
there's
I would
opportunity.
Have. Because this guy doesn't need to have a retirement. He's an idiot. Take it all. How much do you have in your... Oh, geez, that's just shy. But you know what? I'm going to give you a deal today. Normally, and you've got $75,000 in the bank. Normally, or $80,000. But for you, because you look like you're going to get one, $75,000 for a hunting license for a Bigfoot. And that dude forks that over immediately. And what do we care after that? Had the best parade in Podunkville, Washington ever. But that sheriff's like, well, he's probably checked one county over. Maybe they know something about it. You idiot.
Just outside of Washington State.
You moron.
Eastern side of the state, so you're 100%.
Oh, absolutely. There. Anybody looking for Bigfoot is an idiot. Yeah. Anybody who's trying to go, well, we don't have licenses for that, but Sheriff Jeffrey might. What are you doing? Take his money. If someone walked in here right now and said, hey, I'm looking for a Bigfoot license. I've got those.
$2,000.
$2,000? I'm asking. They're really pricey. How much do you have? What are you willing to spend? About $13,000? My God. Normally they're $15,000.
You need a guide?
$13,000's right. Today only $13,000. I'm not going with him. Need a guide. What's wrong with you?
You are.
I want to see him do it. I think he's going to get one.
Another $13,000.
You're an idiot.
You have such a need to be around people.
That would be, you're a moron. Did you say another $13,000 and you're his guide? Now you got to go out with Bigfoot guy for $13,000?
Not me.
Who are you going to send?
I'll get a guy for $6,000.
You're a moron. Now you just made this a job. What's wrong with you? You're so dumb. You. The guy comes in, ask him what he's willing to spend. You tell him, oh, normally the price is $2,000 higher. You have exactly the amount of the discount. I'll give you a discount. I'll give you one. You print one up real quick on the internet and he's out of your life. You want to hang out with him. You want to cook him dinner. You want to get him a guide. No. Whatever he's got is in my pocket, and the transaction is over. Any Bigfoot hunters? I am the official Bigfoot licensee in Arizona. If you're curious, email me, and I'll tell you how much they cost.
All roads to Bigfoot go through John.
Absolutely. Legally.
Legally.
Right. Don't go poaching.
Yeah.
Oh, don't go
Bigfoot poachers.
Try and please me.
Christy Hayden from the Wildlife World Zoo chimed in on the baby hedgehog thing. Said the hilarious, John, you would be able to tell. She said, if
I'm not listening
between
to her.
A fur pom-pom.
All right, Christy, that's enough. Nope. I bet you at the zoo they've got a mix of hedgehogs and pom-poms. Brady's tried to feed one of the pom-poms.
This one's sleeping. You have to put a glove on sometimes with
to
a hedgehog.
To feed a hedgehog or a hat?
A hedgehog. The fur you wouldn't have to. Soft.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that means it's not a hedgehog.
Yeah.
And you don't give it cat food either.
She just, you know, she had food on hand, John.
And sloths didn't invent the avocado, like Christy said.
They're farmers. They produce.
Stop. Enough.
A couple videos. Of radio videos. This is the first one of a guy stumbling down. The audio on it is pretty funny.
He's falling down some stairs.
Yeah, hits a Lego that his son left.
He stepped on a Lego at the top of the stairs?
About three steps down.
Well, this
maybe.
Staircase leads right into a wall.
Yeah.
This is the worst designed basement I've ever seen
like
in my life.
70s houses.
Yep.
No, it isn't. This is just a child would design.
Buddy of mine had a house.
You're talking
like
about
that.
The decor, Richard. That set, the staircase bookcase? Is touching the wall.
With the bookcase. Oh, yeah.
You're looking at all the decor. The staircase is literally from the bottom of the wall to the. There is no turn. This is a bad design.
It's not code.
Blocked by that.
It is not code. Yeah, that's. No, I can tell you right now, that staircase is not right. All right,
before
go ahead.
You watch it, the best comment on it already is these birth control commercials are getting wild.
This is solid. He pushed her down the stairs. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no guardrail on there either?
Look at the little kid.
Now, again, imagine a world with no babies. Oh. Oh. Yeah, dude
luckily,
goes off
didn't
the
hit the electric Mercedes car that here, evidently drives in circles in that room.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I would definitely stuff a hanger in that kid's throat after I did that.
The next one I fell for, but I'm like, I thought it was kids getting hurt, but you got to watch.
Okay,
it's a kid on one of those gazelle. Oh.
This is the Tony Little gazelle in the middle of a park.
The lady in the background beats it on a speed bump.
He's just riding the gazelle.
Yeah.
And then some lady in the background falls down. Big fat lady falling down. He's just laughing. Well, they allow those kids to have those. Yeah, all right, I saw it.
I thought he was crying at first.
Like, we don't have Brett here today for the good ones.
Well, we don't have time anyway.
I know. That's right. You're done?
Afion's on his way.
Yeah, Afion Crockett's here. We'll talk to Brett one last time, too. We're going to give out another clue, see if we can get that keg given away at Action Ride Shop this morning. $5,000 for somebody. That's how easy this is. That's all we're focused on today. And Afion Crockett, he's going to be here in just a few seconds. What happened?
They got it.
They got it already?
Brett just texted over.
They got the keg. It is. All right, we'll talk to Brett and find out who won it next. It's 98 KUPD. My goodness.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
All right, Brett has got it. They've figured out the I don't know how they did this. This is amazing. I'm very impressed with this whole thing. The code has been cracked at Action Ride Shop this morning. Brett's out there right now with the winner of keg number one 2024. Brett, yep. The clues were two lips. AD and Argyle. Mm-hmm. Who won this
thing? We didn't even get the fourth one.
What was the fourth clue?
Andrew came in. The fourth clue was levitate.
Oh, all right. I gotcha.
Yeah, so I mean, I told you you were going to kick yourself in the ass when you figured it out.
That's the dead giveaway. Oh!
But yeah, Andrew came strutting in like he knew what was up and just nailed it.
I can tell you right now, really? Brett, and this just because I'm a genius and I want the world to know, that now I know that the code would be more than likely, let me guess, that it is 0822.
That would be it.
That's exactly right. You know what that is, Brady? That's Dua Lipa's birthday. Brilliant, Brett.
Going to send her a gift.
Brilliant.
This year?
And now it all makes sense. Tulips, Dua Lipa, huh?
Argyle.
AD after Dua.
After Dua.
That's her birth. Argyle is that terrible movie no one knows about that she was in. It was a big movie, but nobody watched it. And then Levitates the Dead giveaway. Anthony got it. Yeah. Anthony, let me talk to Anthony for a second.
Yeah, let me put it. I think it's Andrew.
I don't care. I've renamed him.
It doesn't matter. He got the check.
For $5,000, he's changing his name. Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. Well, did you drive in knowing this date?
When did you know
it? When he gave the hit for the Argyle, I looked up the cast. And then I saw the cast name because I heard that movie was terrible. I didn't see it. But then I saw Dua Lipa, and then I was like, okay, that's kind of a play on words of two lips.
There you go.
I know she's your girl.
That's right.
So.
Ah, well done. And then you looked up her birthday.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, it's either going to be her year or her month day. And since he said AD, I tried 1995 first. That didn't work. Tried again, got 0822.
Brilliant. Look, and you got the keg, and it might be worth $5,000. Do you have a lot of money in your life, or are you strapped for cash?
Oh, no, I'm strapped for cash.
All right, this will be nice. Well, then I hope you win. Keg number one has never won, so it's due. That sounds bad, but that means that one of these days it's going to pop, and so we're going to find out if you're the one this year. That's pretty awesome.
It could be a $500 one.
Yeah, and it also might be worth an extra $500. What are you going to do if you win the $5,000?
Probably, get a couple concert tickets nowadays. That might only get me one or two shows now.
Yeah, that's true. Or Hookers and Blow. They say they're the same price as always. So
concert are you eyeballing?
Green Day.
Oh, we can get you those. Have Brett give you Green Day tickets. He doesn't want those. That's easy. All right, hold on. Nice job. Stay with Brett. Give the phone back to Brett. Well done. That is Anthony Drew. He is our winner today, and that's pretty impressive. Brett, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Nice job. Well done. And a lot of people.
Green Day tickets. I'm taking this keg back.
Yeah. The kid wants Green Day tickets. Give him some Green Day tickets.
I'm locking it back up.
Yeah. Throw in Green Day tickets so he doesn't have to waste any of that $5,000 of his hard earned money. Just give him some free Green Day tickets. We'll give you Green Day tickets.
Don't spend $5,000 on Green Day.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll take those. All right. Well done. Beautiful work out there. Dua Lipa's birthday was the clue to the nice job, Brett, playing it right into my lap. Ah, 822.95 would have been a six number clue. That's pretty awesome. So we've got your other two kegs. We were worried that you weren't going to give this one away. You've done it. So in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give away all the kegs. We're going to give away your other two. More codes coming your way.
We're going to.
All right. Good deal. All right. Thanks, Brett. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Out there at Action Ride Shop this morning, all morning, Brett, and now the keg owner of a potential $5,000 winner right there. Afion Crockett's going to join us in just moments. We'll talk to him next. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Ooh.
We established a lot there.
Yeah, we did.
Established a lot. Afion Crockett is here. He's at the Tempe Improv tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. And we hit him with the idea of what Vince McMahon's doing to his employees, how much that would cost. You initially set your price at $5 million, way too high. I threw $500,000. Nobody's going to offer you $5 million. You can get a low. I'll lowball that every time.
My question is: Have the videos been authenticated? Are they out?
They're not out yet, but they're a court. They're in court, evidently, and they are. They're authentic, just not for us yet. You know, not for public.
Yeah, they need to drop those. On the net because we always hear about the video evidence that someone did this to somebody, but we never see it. Right? We just hear the stories. I think we need to see that.
Yeah. Well, for sure, to actually. But again, it's Vince McMahon. WWE. Somebody
make it a series.
Yeah. If he made it a series, well, I'd watch every week. But see, that's the thing that's crazy. If you're on, you said you wouldn't let someone do it, but you'd watch it on TV.
No, I didn't say I'd watch that. Because at first you're talking about him and the woman. It's not that I want to watch it for entertainment. Just understand, yeah. I'm just looking at it for evidence sake.
Oh, I see. Yeah. As a juror. Oh,
research. Okay. Exactly. Research.
Guilty or not guilty.
Yeah. It's purely about, you know, was this woman, were her rights violated?
Right.
Yeah.
As you're not making popcorn for that video?
No.
I am.
No.
I got a bucket of it.
You've done popcorn and milk duds?
I buy popcorn pre-made. What do you mean? I'm not making it. What are you talking about? It already comes in a bag. And, you know.
Yeah, I get one of those. I'd get kettle corn going for this
flavors.
One.
Yeah, different flavors. Yeah.
I'd be sprinkling that dust on it. I don't know what kind of, but I'd be eating popcorn, watching Vince McMahon take a dump in some lady's face and saying whether, at that point, is there even a need for a trial?
No.
If you've got a video of that, it's like, why are we even bothering with lawyers?
Look, I have a behavior expert.
Come on.
Yeah, she doesn't look comfortable there.
But now I don't understand the court system. I've never have, especially when there's evidence that's staring you in the face. Yeah. Or crapping your face.
Or you're wiping your face off with all the evidence.
Yeah. I don't,
that's why
I don't
it'll be interesting, too, on the if there ever is a trial for this Diddy thing, too.
Sure.
Whatever comes out of that. They have email exchanges.
They got pictures. They got videos. They got, evidently, Cuba
Gooding Jr.
So they say.
Until I see it, exactly. I'm not believing
it. I've seen a few of the pictures through the...
have you?
Yeah, because they made public the guy's accusation.
Of what?
Well, the weird thing is the dude making the accusations is waking up and videotaping the naked, weird bodies that are in a bed with him that he says weren't there the night before.
What?
Yeah. So he's got that. And then a couple of them of him and Cuba Gooding Jr. in a room, but they're not doing anything yet. And then one where dude's banging another guy in front of him.
And he's doing the over-the-shoulder?
Right. I don't know if he's...
Is it a selfie video?
Yeah.
And then what is he doing?
And then one where the door just swings open and Vince McMahon goes, lay down. I don't know.
The sound effect took it over the mountain for me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a professional. Yeah, it's just one of those things where every time I turn on it, I've wanted to do a podcast for 15 years, but I don't want to do the work, called All Your Heroes Are Assholes.
Right.
Where if you dig too deep into your celebrity hero, you're going to find that Vince McMahon.
Literally.
Yeah,
exactly. Dig too deep.
Exactly.
Into their orifice.
You're going to discover the colon of your hero.
You're going to discover a lot. Imagine being the guy in the room. Two dudes is going at it. And you're like on the phone like, yeah, you know what it is. You feel me? Yeah. Y'all know where I'm at. Yeah. All day. We outside. We outside.
You go
this
selfie
is how
mode.
You party.
That's the smart thing to do. See, I would have gone full on not my face in it. You're going selfie. You're around.
He's going full selfie.
Yeah, proof in court later. Yeah. You were there.
Hashtag dude party.
Diddy is wild. Yeah, I don't know. And then the dude from Two Live Crew comes out and says, I used to leave Diddy's house because after hours.
Oh, Uncle Luke?
Yeah. He
says,
said it was too much.
I leave early.
He wasn't hanging around Diddy's house late. Two Live Crew.
Look,
like,
I've been to a Diddy party.
You have?
Yeah, but it wasn't crazy.
All right.
So maybe I left too early.
Maybe you got drugged early and you don't even remember.
You're under the Luther and he's like, hey, time to go.
The Diddy parties. What is that?
Yeah, I went to his birthday party. It was tame. I mean,
but it was one of those PR parties, or was it his house?
Yeah. No, so it was at someone else's house. It was at some billionaire house. I don't want
to
say his name.
I
want to get him tied up. Yeah.
It's too late. It's Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon.
Everyone was
Vince
there.
Vince McMahon house.
There was plastic everywhere.
Hulk Hogan was there.
There weren't
Jimmy
bathrooms.
Fly, Snooker, Superfly Jimmy Snooker. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
Junkyard Dog.
But you went to the...
Andre the Giant was... he had his pants down.
God. How much for Andre the Giant to throw one on you?
Oh, my God.
I dropped my price.
You survived.
There's no price, man.
I dropped
Stop
my price.
Asking me.
$100,000 for Andre to do it. That story's too rich. I'd make more money
that
on the book.
Price isn't rich, though. No.
Yeah, but for $100,000, I'd be like, yes, that's my story.
You're underselling yourself.
And then the movie, I get the rights to everything. I'm going to make $20 million off of this if I play my cards right.
Hey, man, you're a better man than me.
Andre the Giant, I just laughed for hours over that one. He took a dump on me. Hilarious.
That's a giant dump.
Yeah.
That's the right.
Jurassic Park.
I'm not going
to
lie.
You'd have to dig out.
I kind of want to see what the dude produces.
You will never smell the same.
No.
After that.
There's no...
You're
right.
It does kind of wreck that. Cause
that doesn't wash off.
No.
No, Andre's... It lives with you. It might be like a tanner. Like, it might be a different color when it's
but that's what I'm saying.
You all have a different complexion.
Like, what's his name? George... Who's the constant tan? What's his name?
Oh, George Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
Yes. Yeah, the bad.
He is the year-round tan. But let's
maybe that's what happened to him.
Let's twist it.
Okay.
Would you still? Would you still take that $10 million?
That's your price.
No, that's your price.
No, mine was $500,000. Yours was $10 million.
$500,000.
Yeah, I'm low. I'm fine.
I don't have a price.
My thing is,
whether it's $500, $100, would you take the money if you could not ever get rid of the smell? If it stayed on your skin for the rest of your life,
the price goes a lot higher for that.
That's what I'm saying.
I constantly smell like I'm from Scotland.
You constantly smell like
you're from
Vince
Scotland.
McMahon.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You said from Scotland?
Yeah, I'm always from Scotland. Yeah, that's awful. I could never smell like a Scotsman.
You changed the game.
You changed the game on me.
Hey, man. You got to up the ante here.
If I can wash it off.
If you want to play the game.
Yeah, mint and cucumber afterwards within an hour and it's all over, I can push that down and never ever go to a therapist. That's fine. I've pushed away a lot, but that's a lot. But smell like it all the time, that's like the Goldschlager drunk. Every time you smell it after, you're like, I can't have this stuff anymore. It reminds me of that day.
That's the price you pay to play in feces, sir. That's the price you pay. Okay?
Is it worth it?
When you dabble in the scat.
When you dabble.
Yeah.
So would I smell like that? Yeah, that would be like a $15 million hit right there. I'd still have a price. I'm not an idiot.
I think
you're right. You, no matter what. Maybe someone doesn't smell on you, but you will always smell that.
Yeah. You'll never forget it.
And, you know, every time I look at my bank account, it's also the smell of success, too. So maybe I could switch it. Maybe in my brain I can change it into the smell of riches.
It's the smell that haunts you. I don't think so. I don't think you're going to get comfortable with that stuff.
Comfortable is different than just tolerant.
You smell like straight doo-doo. And mind you, we don't know what's in the doo-doo.
We don't know why it happened.
We don't know if there was beans in there. We don't know.
Because you know he prepped before.
So in exchange of being...
He knew he was doing it. Yeah. He's like,
in exchange
I'm going
of being fairly wealthy, I have to walk around and have people go, man, that guy stinks.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
You know, that does kind of keep some people away, though.
All people.
You know what? I'm going to change this on you.
You'll never have another woman.
Nope. Because the money would then start to be like, what will they tolerate?
That money will get to
because remember, Motley Crue had a game on their tour bus of how long they could not bathe before a woman finally says, "I'm not going to sleep with you," and they couldn't tolerate each other after a month of just never taking baths, and the women were still coming. This game doesn't.
That's what you white people do. You play those games. Y'all love to play them type of games.
It's a fun game.
should try.
Listen, black people can't do it.
Why?
Because we'd be homeless. Our parents or our loved ones would be like, if you don't get your ass out my house.
You're telling me there isn't one black guy that smells bad?
Of course there's black people that smell bad.
But they're all homeless.
But they don't necessarily know it.
You wouldn't have a contest with fellow people.
I wouldn't live in a house with sane people and be able to stay there if I smell horrible.
Right. Well, you'd say something.
Longest.
Look, black people, we don't have a lot. So pride is all we're running off of. You know what I mean? We've been fighting for centuries to get the little bit we have now.
All right. But still, like you and your friends get together and you're like, let's see how long we can take baths or not take baths before a woman says she's not going to do it.
No, we don't do that.
If you had enough money and stuff, you could do it. See, that's what I'm saying. The $10 million would get you.
Look,
Margot Robbie would close
enough
her
money
nose.
Now, but the thing is, I love showers.
I do too.
I start to itch if I sweat a little too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah, I hate smelling. I'm super clean. I'm disgustingly clean.
Nah, you like doo-doo on
your
face.
No. You have no, like my doo-doo, like my deal to keep away from it, I take a shower after I go every time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you have to. It's ridiculous not to. Soap and water. So I do that every time. So I keep that stuff away from me. But for
the money.
$500,000, I can wash it off. But you're saying this thing stays
saying
on
I'm saying George Hamilton style.
I'm orange
your
now.
Your face is orange with fecal matter for the rest of your life. Will you take the money?
Yeah.
It's
a great
something
story.
To consider.
Yeah, it is. It's a thought.
You talked me out of it.
Yeah, you weren't going in there anyway. Let's be honest.
I was the same
I'm the
way.
Pioneer here.
Yeah, you were on the sidelines the whole time. You wasn't
you
participating.
Can't, you can't leap into this double dutch. I'm the only one playing right now.
It's all you.
Yeah.
It's all you.
Anyway, I think I could talk AFI on Crockett.
Doodoo game.
Well, it isn't necessarily all white people.
We should start a show called Fecal Factor.
How much would all of it's
There's
crap?
So many.
That's it.
Oh,
is everything?
So out of
is
that.
Everything? Would you eat it?
Yeah.
Would you? You know what I mean? Would you sleep in it for 5 hours?
What's the price?
Name your price.
I lay in a bed of doo doo.
Yeah.
You got to give me.
Name your price.
Well, I have to be. See, I keep it reasonable.
Final round cornhole.
Because it's easier to just go. You know. But we've all dabbled in the back door of a lady.
I mean, you know.
I mean, we've played.
You
the
notice
game.
How my voice dropped down deep. Look, there are exceptions to the rule.
So we do play the
right
game.
Right about now is where some Barry White should be playing.
Again, you are there quite, are, I think I have some, actually. There, you are tolerant of the whole deal.
Listen, it didn't involve the actual substance coming out of the body.
They prepped.
It was a little more, you know.
Yeah, I don't have any Barry White, but I do have this, and I think it's more appropriate. Well, give it to me, baby.
Listen.
That's all right there. Little Rick coming out. All right. Anyway, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
A woman that's willing to allow me to play around in some things is
Says what I like to do is this. Then she
switch it around.
Yeah, gets a plate of glass.
And she's gonna be homeless. Yeah. You gotta get the hell out of my house.
Uber.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'd have to ask her how much.
I'll walk you down.
Yeah, I'll say, well, you got any money? Because that's where it changes. Like if you're gonna change the game on me, I'm gonna change it on you.
Right.
I'm going straight to the ATM. ATM's different. I shouldn't say that either.
Your bank card.
Yeah, that's different. If you're in Crockett's here at the Tempe Improv, so much more than just a guy who will talk about the feces with you.
Look, you guys have you've made my comedy, my live show, you've added another element of creativity to it.
I think
I may offer to doodle on somebody.
Right at the end of the show. You're not selling merch anymore. That's stupid. That's old.
For what?
Yeah, right. You've got
my Vince McMahon
one time offer.
Tonight and Thursday night show only.
Right.
So
yeah, that audience deserves it.
Yes.
Those people deserve it. Why don't you have jobs?
Deserve to get doodled on.
And they're the lowest price because they're showing up on a Thursday.
Thursday night. 7:30
all night. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. Tonight, 7:30. Tomorrow you got two shows. Saturday you got two shows. What else in your life is going on? What should we know about you?
Man, I have an independent movie that I just produced.
Nice.
Called A Hip Hop Story.
Cool.
Financed it myself. I didn't need anyone to doodle on me to get the money. You know what I mean?
Would you have if you were running short on funds?
No. No.
The dream lives.
Stop going back to that, even though I just brought it up. So I got that movie, man, and we're trying to figure out how we're going to independently distribute it worldwide.
How cool.
It's really dope.
Is this the first time you've done this? Like this kind of thing? Is it a tough process?
Is it like a documentary or is it a...
No. It's like a... it's a comedy movie that some would call a parody spoof movie, but it has a message. It's not just about gags and going from scene to scene. It's impressions that are wrapped around a storyline about hip hop and where hip hop was from the beginning. And it's kind of like my Coming to America, where I'm playing all these different.
You're
icons.
Doing all the parts.
We have all the parts. We got Russell Simmons in there.
Oh, I've seen you do that.
Kumo D, Puffy. Oh,
really? You got
Diddy.
Puff in
we got
it.
Diddy in it. Yep. Diddy's in it.
What's Diddy doing in your movie?
He's not doodling on nobody. That's what he's not doing.
Are you worried that the Diddy scenes might be
it's gonna,
a little bit telling?
It's going to be not at all.
You didn't make him do anything crazy.
We don't do anything crazy or do anything that's connected to any illegal, you know, whatever.
Little disclaimer.
The movie's about hip-hop.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's about hip hop. Cedric the Entertainer's in it with me. Wayne Brady, Lil Rel Howery, Damian Dante Wayne.
God, you got everybody.
Yeah, I got a squad.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's
what are you most proud of with it?
Everything, man. Yeah. We've screened it. We did a soft release with a limited release with AMC Theaters. Yeah. We went direct to them.
Yeah.
There's no studio behind this movie, so I'm proudest of that.
Yeah.
Is that we don't have a studio. We don't have a bigger production company. It's literally all my money that I spent on this movie.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, we
did you ever have to come out one day? Okay.
Yeah.
We're on a budget.
Yeah.
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
That's a cut. That's a take.
You were
every
stickler.
Day. Yeah. I was like, no, we got it.
Yeah.
We got it. Oh, every day. Every day.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yes. I always say that process is not fun. Once you get it done, it's the beautiful part.
Yeah.
Now getting it out.
No, the process was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. It's going to be miserable.
It was bad. It was bad.
How long have you been doing it?
For the last year.
Oh, no kidding. That's actually pretty quick.
Yeah, off and on. It took us 24 days to shoot it, but all of the post-production. And then we had to go sit through two strikes, the SAG strike and the WGA strike.
That's right.
So, yeah, it was a lot of things that happened throughout the year and other, you know, doing other work and all that kind of stuff. But
did you cheat it a little bit during the strike and do some editing on your own?
Well, I could edit.
Oh, you can do that. Yeah, they weren't on strike. That's right.
We couldn't write new scenes. We couldn't shoot anything.
Ugh.
But we were already done by then.
Yeah, you're all finished. So
we're all finished.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
And then I just produced a special called Microphone Masters. It's a series on Xfinity and Comcast where I'm introducing three other comedians to the world. So it's a series on Comcast Xfinity.
Cool.
Afion Crockett presents Microphone Masters, and it's dope. It's like it's half stand-up special, and then the other half is me getting my Oprah on. And I'm you guys. I'm interviewing the comedians.
No, don't you dare compare me to Oprah. I don't have her money. Although, if she did offer.
If she offered.
You think Stedman didn't? He'd do
chili
it.
And,
yeah. Stedman is making the chili.
Yes,
he's fine
is.
With that. Stedman's my dream man. That's a brilliant move on him.
I would be Stedman any day.
So you go, you're interviewing new comedians. Like they're new or they've been around for a while?
No, they're not new. They've been around for a minute. Ron G, Kenesha Buss, Brandon Lewis, comedians that I've known for years, and they're just, they're microphone masters, but they haven't had their, that shot. So I just wanted to give them.
Oh, that's cool.
Share whatever platform I could with them.
Yeah. So isn't it crazy? Like comedians know comedians that should be but aren't.
Exactly.
And there's a lot.
Because we're really out here in the trenches.
Yeah, you guys are with each other. You see each other. It's funny to me because I always think that because just haven't done this for so long, met so many comedians, and they're all their best friends showed up in their lives in their 20s.
Right.
Like their childhood friends are still around, but their best friends always end up being comedians.
Yeah.
Like, it's always the case. Like,
that's
you guys, you
because
unite
in your
over.
20s, that's when you start out tackling some of life's biggest, you know, obstacles. And you do it together, and you really learn who you are. You learn who your friends are in that process.
Yeah, comedians' friends are always comedians. And then they always have
one or two pops.
Yeah, a couple of favorite people that you're like, you got to know about this guy. Yeah. Every comic that I've ever known is like, that's the best comedian. It's the Dave Attell factor.
Yeah.
Dave Attell is the comedian's comedian. And if he'd just change his clothes and wash his hair, he might have had like sitcoms and success. And he stayed the comedian's comedian.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
And there's so many
like
of those. Yeah.
There's a few guys like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Especially out of that Boston, New York era of the 90s and, you know, 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your guy growing up?
The guy I look up
comedian,
to.
Comedian, yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
You liked Eddie.
Eddie is still the guy. Like, he's the guy that no one has been able to come close to when it comes to his skill level, his success rate.
Yeah.
But like, he's just the guy. He has so many classic movies.
Yeah.
With Eddie, I'd never seen it before. He got up with James Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You can do anything. Yeah. And the crazy thing people forget is that when Eddie's movies and stuff were coming out, Richard Pryor had kind of set the table.
Yeah, for sure.
But that started the way we see stand-up comedy now. Because it wasn't clubs in every city.
No.
It wasn't like...
It wasn't arenas.
No.
Eddie Murphy was Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
That's where they shot Raw.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird little
bars. So that's where you get the Kevin Harts and the Joe Coys and all these people now that are able to fill these arenas.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's great. But yeah, Eddie, we owe all of that to Eddie.
Isn't that nuts, too? Because it's like so different and it's just the way it is. There's like thousands and thousands of comedians and it's a lot because of Eddie Murphy. Richard Pryor, too. But
Richard Pryor. Look, we can't omit the ones that lay down the groundwork for sure. Yeah.
And Carlin and those guys.
Oh, my
gosh. The ones that just dropped the bombs on everybody and said it's a different game.
Yeah, Carlin.
And the stuff
is,
that he talks about still
holds up.
Yep.
Yeah, Carlin's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, he's a philosopher. More than a comedian. So much more than that. It's crazy.
And a poet. Like he has a way of getting back to...
Yeah. Phrasing
words and phrases
Who's the guy today that you look at, man? He's the closest thing we've got to one of those. Because everybody's playing arenas. It's amazing who can do it now. Because I like Tom Segura a ton. He's going to sell out the Footprint Center downtown here.
Yeah,
that's crazy to
me. Wow.
Yeah, because it's
I mean, there's a lot of
way
we can look
his
at
delivery and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'll be interesting.
But is there a lasting moment? Like, there's a lot of good comedians, but is there a lasting moment like Eddie Murphy's Raw waiting for us?
I mean, Chappelle. Chappelle is creating some really profound specials and moments.
Yeah.
And he's just he's different. Like, he's not just a stand-up comedian. When he's talking, you kind of feel like you're watching a revolutionary in a way. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's like poignant social commentary.
Storyteller.
With yeah. Chris Rock, too. He's big on social commentary.
Yeah.
And he's big on delivery. Like, Chris is one of the guys that I actually pay attention to and I've emulated a lot.
Yeah. And then Gallagher.
You must have read my resume. And, you know, some of that stuff.
Those are the ones we go to every time.
Some of that stuff wasn't meant to get out.
So good. Gallagher 2 happened.
Yeah, Gallagher 2. He had to sequel himself with his brother. It's an amazing story. Afion Crockett at the Tempe Improv. Leave us with words of wisdom, please, sir.
Do not.
I know where you're going here.
Exactly.
That's you know what? Leave it there.
Never
do
in life.
Do not is enough.
Just no.
Just don't.
Never in life.
Don't take the money.
Should you ever.
Yeah.
Take the money.
Go to a party at Vince McMahon's.
Right. Now I want to. I'm not going to be part of it. I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely an observer.
I just want to see that the evidence is real.
Yeah.
Not
you
want to
see the video.
Not for any, you know, entertainment.
But if you had it right now and you realized it was real and you knew that, would you not then walk into this room and go, you guys got to see this? So then it becomes, then it's entertainment.
Would I be a friend if I didn't?
No, that's true. You wouldn't be a good person.
I wouldn't be welcome back here next time I come
if
back.
If we found out after Brad tells us as he's driving back to the hotel, he showed it to us in the car. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I wouldn't be welcome.
No, ever again.
So
you'd be, in fact, every day we would make a segment just to bash you.
I would walk in with the phone out and just be like, hey, guys.
Look what I found.
Look what I got.
Yeah, I would. And same back. So we have an agreement. We have an accord.
We're on one accord here.
We're linked there. Afion Crockett, always good to see you, man. Thanks for coming
likewise,
in. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
KUPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD.
Oh, this is going to be good stuff. Are we ready? I think we should prep ourselves for this beautiful game. We're going to give away another keg, another shot at $5,000 right here in front of you, and this is a glorious thing. Are you ready, Brady?
Ready. Good. Aye, aye, Captain.
585-9800. I'm going to go to the phones. It's going to grab somebody. Four-number code that ties to the clues. We've got Ronnie on the line. Ronnie, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Ronnie. Are you ready to try to guess this thing?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to give you I'll give you three clues. You try to tell me the four-numbered code. Are you ready? It ties to that.
I'm ready.
All right. Clue number one. Brady, watch this. Clue number one. Bob is working. Clue number Bob is working. Clue number two is Drew Haybatter says, "Hey fan." Okay. Number three, Travis Lee hits a home run.
Ooh. Travis Lee hits a home run.
Bob is working. Drew Haybatter says, "Hey fan," and Travis Lee hits a home run. A four-number code that associates with that very thing, tied very much to today. Any idea?
Is it going to be 2001?
He says 2001. That is incorrect. Sorry, no. I apologize. You cannot have the thing. Goodbye, Ronnie. Ronnie's out. Same clues apply to this person. Andy, you've got the clues. Do you want to hear them again? Andy?
It's Daniel.
Oh, Daniel. Why is your name Andy Carbajal on the phone?
Oh, I don't know. It's Daniel.
You stole the phone.
I don't know. My damn phone company is stupid.
No,
that's what it
is. That's actually my father.
Andy Carbajal's your dad. Father, okay, so
he doesn't pay his bills.
Your dad pays your bills.
He needs
okay,
yeah,
you need this keg. Well. You need this keg. All right, do you need the clues again, Daniel, Andy?
No, we're going to go with 0328.
0328. Why are you guessing 0328?
Bob is working would be the Bank One Ballpark, Chase Field. Hey fans, Travis Lee, opening day, Diamondbacks.
Okay.
Just giving it a shot.
And 0328 is the guess because that is today's date.
Yes.
You're on the right track, but that is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now try again.
Not bad. Somebody win this damn keg.
Maybe on your mom's phone next time. Yeah, and somebody win the keg because it means that Brett doesn't have to go out and hide his. hi there, who's this?
Blaze? Correct.
All right, Blaze, you got the clues. Bob is working. Drew Haybatter says, "Hey, fan." And Travis Lee hits a home run. Four-number code for the keg.
1998
is your guess.
That is my guess.
Incorrect. Incorrect. All right.
Sorry. All right.
Got to try again.
Damn it.
Tough. I know, Brett. This one looks like you're hiding it.
No.
Donald, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Donald, turn your radio on.
Yes.
All right, Donald, you have your clues. Do you have a guess?
I'm going to take a call shot.
Okay, go ahead.
2024?
Why did you say 2024?
Just going with what you guys said earlier. The guy said from earlier.
Oh, so you're going with this year as to as the
yes.
And that is also incorrect.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to give another clue. Round this another clue. Ready?
Do it.
So many days gone by. That should do it. Shouldn't it?
I would think.
Jaclyn, are you there?
Here.
There you are. Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Jaclyn. All right. Jaclyn. All right. The clues again. Bob is working. Drew Haybetta says, hey, fan. Travis Lee hits a home run. And the new clue, so many days gone by.
Is it 0316?
What's 0316 mean?
Travis Lee's number is 16. And then you said that guy was on the right track for 03.
I didn't say that's why he was on the right track, which makes you crazy. And Travis Lee was number 16. I didn't even remember that, but that's not the code we're looking for. Enjoy the rest of your skydive. Where is she? All right, let's try another.
Free falling.
Yeah, she is definitely doing that. All right. Brett, keg is yours.
No.
Either. Who's this?
Hi, this is Matt.
Matt. Bob is working. Yeah. Drew Haybetta says, hey, fan, Travis Lee hits a home run. So many days gone by.
Come on.
0331.
God damn it. And you're saying, well, I'm assuming you're March 31st, which was what?
That was the first game that Travis Lee hit a home run.
You're on the right track. It's not the right code, but that is the day we're talking about. So try again. Good luck. Oh, we got something brewing now. I'm going to try two more, Brett. Actually, I'll keep going.
Yeah,
not
keep
until going. Wins. I'll go. Eric is on the line. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you think you got this, Eric?
I think I do.
All right, let's have it.
0810.
0810. Why are you saying 0810?
Showing Brady's time as D-backs mascot.
What is 0810? How does that make Brady's mascot time?
I can't find any pics of Brady's time as D-backs mascot.
It didn't exist, but yet it did. He's like Amelia Earhart. Why do we keep talking? We can't even. We don't. Nope. I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Although I do like the That's not it. Nice try. Brady was the mascot. He was Drew Haybetta. Honeywell is on the line. Who's this?
This is Steven here.
Steven, are you ready? You got the clues. Bob is working. Drew Haybetta says, hey, fan. Travis Lee hits a home run. So many days gone by.
Would it be 2018?
Why would it be 2018?
Just hit the guess.
You're just throwing numbers out. There's no real tie back to what we're doing. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's a wild guess. That's just a wild throw. That's when you let the computer pick the lottery numbers. That's just not a thing. All right, now I'll try two more. Down to the last two, Brett. Now you got to hide this keg out.
So many days.
Oh, I'm going to give a hint there.
You're not giving any hints.
Yeah.
Rob is on the line. Rob, are you there?
Crap.
I am here.
Rob, Brett does not want to hide this keg.
Yeah, come on,
Rob. He's
got
a lot to do today. He's got to go out to EOS. Was out this morning. He's got to go to EOS this evening. He's hosting the overnight show for you keg hunters. He's got a lot to do. He needs to go to bed and go to sleep. He doesn't have time to hide them. You can steal his kegs if you get these clues. Bob is working. Drew Haybetta says, hey, fan. Travis Lee hits a home run. So many days gone by.
All right.
What's your guess?
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
What is it?
I would say 0316.
Somebody already guessed 0316.
Yeah, take another guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
2018, because that's when Travis Lee hit the home run. I don't know. It was March 16, 2018.
Travis Lee did a home run in 2018?
No.
No, I know. It was 98. No, it was March 98. March 16th, 1998 is when he hit the home run. Sorry.
It's March 31st, actually.
Take another guess. What the hell? You got the numbers all screwed up. He's throwing out numbers.
This guy's just chunking out numbers. Eventually, he's going to, maybe not. Jody's on the line. Jody, are you there?
This is Chris.
Chris, I'm going to call you Jody because that's what the phone says to call you.
Got it.
All right. Jody, Chris?
Give it a guess.
What is it?
0398.
It says 0398, the month and year of the first Diamondbacks game.
Correct.
That is your guess?
Yes.
Final guess?
Final guess.
Incorrect. Sorry, no, sorry, but you are on the right day.
I'm getting emails now on guesses, and everybody's along the same lines.
Nobody's on it.
Yeah. But Batman's actually very close.
Bob is working. Brady the mascot, Drew Haybetta, says, "Hey, fan!" Travis Lee hits a home run. So many days gone by.
Get your calculators out.
Sandra, you're the last hope for Brett Hyde.
Oh, come on, Sandra.
Nobody got it. Yeah. Turn your radio down. You're screwing me up. Sandra, are you there? Sandra Madison.
It's a dude.
That's a dude. I knew it. It's your wife. You're calling on your wife's phone. Turn your radio down.
Bro.
Get off the speakerphone. You're all over the place.
I'm on it.
All right. Here we go. What is your guess, Sandra's husband?
0398.
I already guessed that. Try
guess
again.
Don't
know. Yep, I just heard. All right, sorry.
Nothing.
Should we give a hint?
I'm giving four of them.
It's higher than 0398. Let's say
that's
that.
A hint. Well, the hint is
your calculator.
Well,
yeah, and hint is it's not 0398.
It does not start with zero or three. It's not March. Although that is the date we're all right, that's what we're talking about. Now it's out there. Two more for sure. I love this stuff. I don't know why I like making you guys sweat. It's that time right there.
Days.
All right. So many days gone by. Bob is working. Hey, fan.
Someone there.
All right, Travis Lee hits home run. Is someone there? Are you there? What's your name?
Tom.
Tom. Guess.
You sure?
Yeah, last time I checked.
Go ahead, Tom.
0822.
Why are you saying 0822?
According to Google, I think that was the last time Travis Lee hit a home run.
Oh, it was on August 22nd. Does it say the year?
06.
Wow. You stuck around that long? I didn't realize that. That is not what we're looking for. Not at all what we're looking for. Sorry. Brett, your last hope.
Wait a minute.
Is somebody online got it?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. To you.
Call in, Fred.
Gabriel, are you there? Yeah, the guy online that has it.
He's
Gabriel.
Trying to.
Are you there, Gabriel?
I am here.
All right, Gabriel, guess for me.
3198.
Why do you say that? 31st, 98.
First game of the Diamondbacks in the year.
Okay, incorrect.
Damn it.
You're all over it. I'd hate to let this one go without trying one more person.
Me
poor,
too.
Poor Brett.
So many days.
All right, Dan, you're the last hope here. Dan, this is it.
All right, can I ask a question?
You may.
All right, is it four digits?
Yeah, it's always four digits.
Always four digits.
Yeah, it's a four-digit code.
How about 3198?
Guy just guessed that. Guy before.
We're going to give you another
shot.
We're
going to give you another chance. Because
yeah.
Was stupid.
Somebody just guessed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
Well, I think I need a clue, John.
I gave you a good one there with so many days gone by.
So many days gone by. Like how many days?
That's what you have to figure out.
Your first guess, it's low.
yeah, right. Fair.
Very low.
All right, I'm driving. I don't have a calculator.
Damn it. Never mind. I'm done with Dan now. All right, one more, Brad. I'm rooting
come
for
come on.
Here. Jordan is the last hope, for Christ's sake. I'm playing all the music. I'm doing all the crap.
Just soiled myself.
If it's not 1903, Brett's gay.
Well, then Brett's gay.
Twinking it up. Why is,
what's 1903?
Dang!
What's 1903?
I don't know. It's just 1903.
You just wanted to call Brett gay. All right. Well, yeah. You don't count. He doesn't. Brandon, you're the last hope for real this time. Brandon, what is your guess?
9494.
Why are you saying 9494?
That's how many days since March 31st, 98.
Which was what?
The opening day of the D-backs.
You say 9494. 9,494 days ago. Wow. And you did that? Would you Google? Did you Google that or something?
I Googled that. Yeah.
Guess what, my friend? That is exactly right. Yes! Yes! You've done it. Congratulations.
You can touch them all.
Nice job, Brandon Octopus. How do you say your last name?
There we go.
Octopus. Oh, man. Elementary school.
Either way.
Hell for
you. Either way. I like the first one.
All right, hold on, Brandon. Nice job. You got the keg. What are you going to do if you win $5,000?
That's a good question. I don't know. Go on vacation.
Hookers and blow. That's always the answer. Hold on a second, Brandon. Nice job. Who's yelling behind you? There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, I'm at work. We all listen to you guys all the time. So.
Beautiful. Well done. Where do you work?
Dispensary.
It's Modal Designs, yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Like, what did he say?
Mobile designs.
Oh, mobile designs. Oh, okay, he spray paints your car as it goes by, I think is what happens. Well, that's pretty awesome. 94.94.
Get honky list painted on the car.
That's right. It happens every time. That's how many days it's been since the Diamondbacks' first opening day to today, their most recent opening day. 94.94.
How many did you have texted in with the right answer?
Only one came in with the right answer.
Brandon got it. Nicely done, Brandon.
I mean, I'll go through the emails again, but so far, only one.
Brandon's a champ. That's how that rolls.
Oh, and of course, now they start throwing the number out. It's like, it's already gone.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I hate
thanks.
That.
Thanks, Sean. Thinking.
My emails will do the exact same thing. Like, so, I knew the whole time when you said so many days going by. 9494. Yeah, I got a lot of them. There's one. Joe got it. Joe got it on time. He got it.
Yeah, Batman.
2 minutes ago. All right. There you go. All right. Want to try again?
Yes.
Put your second one out there? All right. We'll throw a second one out there. I like this.
Me too.
This keg giveaway brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. There's numbers involved. It works.
Damn right.
Kind of gambling. It's Judas Priest. You got another keg coming. How about that? 585-9800 will give you more clues for another code. Next, it's 98 KUPD. Post!
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98 KUPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
All right. I'm going to do it again. I like this. This all I care about is this. This millionaire music might be the greatest stuff ever invented for
it takes it to the TV. Next level.
I love this game.
It's just a shame Regis had to die.
There's nothing more suspenseful. All right, here we are. Is anybody listening? From beyond the grave.
Because he wants you to win.
I like that Regis didn't know much of anything. That was my favorite part.
All right, you think you know the atomic weight of nuclear energy. Is it A?
He's asking the question from his knowledge.
Could it be C? What is the atomic weight of nuclear energy? You want to phone a friend? Talk it out.
This music was awesome.
I'm gonna call my friend Tom.
Yeah, he's a nuclear physicist who weighs stuff.
He's probably a good guy to call. Tom, are you there?
Anyway.
I always like when they answer, like, sorry, I got nothing.
Yeah, when he called your phone a friend and that guy turns out to be adult. Now it wouldn't work because the phone a friend's got the googs.
Yep.
Back when that show started in 99, 2000, phone a friend can't go googing the googs. It wrecked radio games, it wrecked everything. The googs wrecked everything. And that's why we come up with this crap. The ungooglable fun. All right. Brett doesn't want to hide his other keg either.
Let's do this.
This gets you off the hook completely. Look at the smile on that guy's face.
First time seeing me smile in a long time.
Yeah. You look like John Gotti when they're like, we got nothing.
Let's get out of here. This courtroom ain't holding me.
Teflon Don. All right. Brett doesn't want to hide his kegs. That's fine. Let's go. I'm going to give the clues out for the next one.
Okay.
You ready? This one is a 5-number code. 5 numbers. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're all familiar. Don't go 0308. You're not guessing the last one. Pay attention to the new codes.
It is not 30308. Okay. We'll just say that.
It's a 5-number code. Clue number one. Stupid Kevin Durant. My parlay missed by one. Clue number two. My ping pong guy in Europe says this is a lock. Clue number three.
Ping pong. I quit whenever I want!
I'll go with those three clues to start and see if anybody gets that. The next one will definitely be something that hands it out.
No. ready?
Parlay missed by one. My ping pong guy says it's a lock. I can quit whenever I want. 5-number code. Let's go to the phone. Joe, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Joe. You got the clues, right? You want them again?
I just heard the clues. Does anybody have a guess what any of this is that modal design work again?
It's you guys again?
It's us again.
Oh, this is...
two pigs already in this shop. I won one. I was the oldest guy there 2 years ago.
Oh,
the old man.
I know you, Joe. This is gold.
I won Brady 69.
All right. That's fantastic.
All right.
Joe, I didn't... I am not your biographer. You're handing over way too much info. Guess the code, Joe. 5-number code.
5-number code. I have no idea. Give me a number, Joe.
Joe doesn't know numbers.
Do we have anything else? Anything? 1, 2, 3, 5, 9.
All right. All right, Joe, thanks for popping in with all the chatter and fun. That was for no
don't
reason.
Don't bother calling back.
Yeah. Stop it, Joe. You guys are out. All right, let's try another one here. Good Christ.
Patricia?
Suspenseful. Yeah, a woman. Patricia, are you there?
Yeah, Patricia. Brian.
All right, Brian, Patricia's husband. Here we go. Or son, maybe. Who's Patricia?
Hey, it's Brian, the woodsman hunter. From your show.
Oh, it's Brian. Are you allowed out for this? Are you allowed to win? I don't know what's going on. Brian was the woodsman
sure.
That we were.
I'm gonna take a guess. What was that one guy's guess that was real close? I had a bit.
Oh no,
it
wasn't even close. Brian, we're done with that last one. There's new clues. You want to hear the new clues?
Look.
Yeah. Ready? All right. Here we go. The new clues. My parlay missed by one. My ping pong guy says this is a lock. And I can quit whenever I want. 5-number clue.
No. 5-number clue. No clue, man.
You got
I'll
nothing.
Try again.
You can try again, Brian. Good luck. Patricia pays for Brian's phone.
You know, at least throw one out because that dude's not good with numbers.
Yeah, Brian's also not allowed to own a phone yet. It's part of the agreement.
Just ramble off 5 numbers.
Yeah.
Just, give it a guess.
You never know. Go Jamie. With the next one. Yeah, whoever you got. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jamie. Parlay missed by one. Ping pong guy says this is a lock, and I can quit whenever I want.
I'm going to go with 42021.
Why are you guessing that?
Because that's when online gambling became legal in Arizona.
Oh.
2021.
Very clever guess. Incorrect, though. But yes, very clever guess. All right, sorry. You picked up the gambling vibe, obviously.
Somebody has it on the email.
No, already? Oh, my. All right, let's go to the next one there. People are trying to get through double time. Is that Andy again? Oh, the phones are broken. Oh, you broke them. Uh-oh.
Try this one.
There you go. Andy, are you there?
It's Daniel again.
I know. Daniel and Andy's phone. All right, Daniel. There's the guesses. Parlay missed by one. Ping pong guy says it's a lock. I can quit whenever I want. Your guess is?
72109.
Why are you saying that?
The day FanDuel was founded.
Incorrect. Oh, I like this, though. You guys are on it. And FanDuel's involved. All right. Well done.
Try my peeps, Vince Rizzo.
Oh, Vincent Rizzo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
You just get a keg, okay? Vince, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Vince, guess.
Oh,
40468.
40468? 0468.
Why are you saying that?
I actually have no idea.
All right, well, it couldn't be more true. You have no idea, and it shines brightly.
The amount of bodies.
Yeah, sorry, you just gave out coordinates for somebody to pick something up. That's all.
That was a code.
That was a drop spot, is what we just found out. All right, another one. Benjamin Love. Are you there, Ben?
I am.
All right, turn your radio down a little bit so you don't feedback on us. The clues are parlay missed by one. Ping pong guy says it's a lock. I can quit whenever I want. 5-number code.
53342.
Why are you saying that?
For the gambling line, the gambling quitting line.
Oh, got a problem? Text 53342?
Yes.
Final answer. That's a pretty good guess.
Yes, sir.
It's a pretty good guess because it's the right Benny Long! Congratulations, you got the keg! Ben's got another one out the door. What do you do if you win $5,000, Ben?
You know,
Vacation or something like
no,
that.
No, hookers and blow all the time.
Come
never
on,
answer
Benny.
Differently. Yeah, there you go. Nicely done. Hang on, Ben. We'll get your information. That's it. Brett doesn't have to hide
Thank
anything.
Christ.
And that keeps Brett inside in the middle of the night, which is always good for his freedom.
Really. That's right.
Nicely done. Yeah, that's right. 53342. The last code would have been 1-800 next step, but I think we nailed it there. Nicely done, everybody. Oh, that's exciting. It's the music,
man.
Anyway, we have two big winners today, Brady, and it's pretty darn good. I wish I was still alive, still viable, still breathing the air.
Anyway.
Did you say anything to Ripa before you leave?
I miss her very much. I like what she's doing with her husband, Mark. It's a very good show now. Wasn't a big fan of the Seacrest. A little too homo. Anyway, up and away.
He's going back to heaven.
This is heaven.
That's it. You're good. You're good.
Thank God.
There it is.
Burden has been lifted.
Three kegs are gone.
Yeah.
There are only 95 out there now. Oh, boy. That's still a pretty good number for you guys to find. That's awesome. All right. There you go. The kegs are loose. Brett is off the hook. That means he can freely show up, well-rested, for the overnight show that helps you early keg hunters all night long. Although it doesn't officially begin until 6. Some of you guys follow Mom and Dad while we're hiding the eggs. And try to swipe them out before your brothers and sisters wake up. We understand how it works. And that's why we put Brett in charge of the overnights, getting you all ready. Got an entertainment drill coming up next. Easter Keg 2024. It is officially underway.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It is time now for the entertainment drill. Before we get to that, we're talking about opening day of baseball. People are still texting the code. 9494. Right. Opening day. Let's hand it to the Diamondbacks, who got a little... My new team, Brett.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm all in. I'm going to the game Saturday.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I got to support the Diamondbacks.
Hey there, fan.
Hey, fans. Look, I'm giving it a try. I'm standing by my word of last year of abandoning my Cubs. But they didn't ritualistically kill an animal this year, so I don't think. But they did that in May last year. So, in fairness, whenever they kill a bird with a baseball, they go to the World Series. That's 2 for 2.
You're going to be Serrano now? Or they're in sacrifice. Yeah.
sacrificing a bird? Some pigeons and some dove. But you got to hand it to the Diamondbacks. They did exactly what they should have done this time last year. They went out and got Jordan Montgomery yesterday. That's a big move. And it's only a one-year deal, which means it's a prove-it contract for a guy who proved it already. So getting him in the Diamondbacks rotation is ridiculous. So now they, you know, get back into the talk. The Dodgers are the team in the West, but this is it. Baseball starts today. It's very exciting for us sports fans. And we got something to deal with now. Pretty awesome to have all that loaded up and ready to go. We'll see how it works out in the end, but right now, everybody's kind of like, whoa, how about that? It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends over at reactdefense.com. They will be hiding a keg for us somewhere. Not necessarily at their store either. Somewhere near there. They've done some good work in the past with that. I'll get them one today. And also, they wanted to let you guys know they have their weapons defense seminar. Includes a month of training if you sign up for the weapons defense seminar, which is coming up in June. That's 1 month of training that goes into that. Not only do you get the seminar, you get the experience of all the classes, everything they've got to offer. It truly is invaluable training. So if you're in the law enforcement world or military, or you're the wife or husband of someone in law enforcement, military, especially guys who are, you know, the guards, the prison guards, this stuff is amazing. And how about this? It's $199. You get a month of training and the weapons defense seminar. That will change your world. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, especially if you live in the world of bad guys. I don't know how you're not trying to get all the training you can get. We talk about that all the time. I bring it up constantly. Same as the will and trust, it's the same as this. For some reason, there are certain things we do where we prepare for emergencies, and that's fine. And then it's more likely to actually run into trouble on the streets with other people than it is to ever have a fire in your building. But we all prep for that. We never actually have anything in our back pocket, for the most part, for if something goes sideways and we're not prepared, like right in front of it. It's not paranoia. It's preparation. You never know when some goofball is going to get on your tail and start being something. You may not have a weapon. You may not be strapped. What are you going to do about it? Do you have the tools and the skills? They teach those to you at reactdefense.com, especially in that Weapons Defense Seminar. $199 for a month of training and the big seminar that's open to everybody. Get involved right now. ReactDefense.com. It's the home Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Did you know there's a Good Times reboot hitting Netflix on April 12th?
I did not know.
It's actually animated, and it's R-rated. Uh-huh. Ready for this? The characters are described as the latest generation of the Evans family from the original Norman Lear sitcom.
So it's Michael and J.J.'s kids, the grandkids. Well, they would be old, too.
Thelma.
Thelma. So it would be Thelma and Michael's kids' kids. Like, they'd be the grandparents now.
Oh, I think so.
Because Thelma's got to be 60.
The voice cast includes J.B. Smoove.
J.J.'s 70.
Yvette Nicole Brown, Jay Farrow, and Wanda Sykes.
Wow. That's some names right there.
They have a little trailer that you can check out. It's pretty. Judge Judy works out 10 hours a week with her 90-year-old husband.
On a sex swing. I'll show you the receipts and the videos.
She says they don't mess around with heavy weights. You know, treadmill stuff.
And yuck. That's enough.
Steven Spielberg says Dune 2 is one of the most brilliant science fiction films he's ever seen.
I've heard a few people tell me that. Did you watch it and sleep through
not
it yet?
Yet?
No. Did you rewatch the first one that you slept through?
No,
you have not. I watched the first 5 or 6 minutes of Dune 1.
The spice farms are always.
I'm out.
That the one with Sting back
no,
in the
no,
day?
No, not that. Oh. The one that came out a couple years ago with Timothy Chalamet and.
When the spice farmers come at night, the lights.
I'm out. Are you trying to hypnotize me?
Bill Maher has a new podcast network. And Billy Corgan and Fred Durst are among the hosts. They have different shows.
Yeah.
Fred Durst's show will be about UFOs and aliens.
There you go. Actually, I don't like podcasts too much. But Bill Maher and Woody Harrelson was a riot.
Pretty good one?
Well, it was pretty funny. It was about 2 hours of dudes just getting high as a kite together. And that's kind of what he does. He just smokes out with a guest who's willing to. And then they chat it out.
Skid Row has parted ways with singer Eric Groenewal. It's not that big of a deal. He's been in the band the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He was on their latest album, The Gang's All Here.
But they did start to make some waves again with this dude singing, because everybody that likes Skid Row is, well, have you seen the news? John Gordon, my buddy Chris, all the people that are trapped in that era. They
He's stepping aside for health reasons.
Oh.
He's a leukemia survivor.
Oh, geez.
But they found a new lead singer.
Who is it?
They'll jump in for Skid Row's gigs in May and June.
Wait for this.
Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm.
Interesting. A girl singing Sebastian Bach songs.
She actually covered a Skid Row song, Slave to the Grind, in 2011.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you go.
I can't remember if that was any good or not.
The Slave to the Grind cover. Do you have it?
I'm going to pull it up.
Such a great song.
I thought Sebastian Bach, you know, they work things
They're out. They're never going to work anything out. We sat in a room with Sebastian for an hour and we realized, okay, it's not just them. He's not interested in it either. I'm pretty sure.
I think he would do it, though.
He definitely would do it, but it would be for ego's sake. And
I think he would tour with Steely Dan.
Oh, Jesus. This is Hailstorm doing this?
Yeah.
I already hate it compared to the original. This is such a great riff. Not minding this.
I'm supposed to crack my lips in two. Just stuck inside this rubber room. Got a punch of crack that leads to blind. Oh, no.
All right, that's enough. Now let me hear this. Makes me want to hear the original.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'll go see Sebastian solo.
Exactly. And look at all the pictures of when he was a gorgeous woman of the late 80s, early 90s.
There you go,
my
the real version.
God, that woman was pretty. I'd bang Girl Sebastian Bach from the late 80s before Lizzie Hale. Come on. This thing. You got a voice to keep my legs in tune. John and Larry. How is this not in the rotation? How does Skid Row not test? Such a great song. The news gets tighter. Okay, I can't. I'm going to listen to that next.
Yep.
Larry's playing that next. No matter what he says, Larry's playing that song next. He promises, or you win $10,000.
Nice.
First person calls and said, Larry, you didn't play that. Contest rules at LarryMcFeely.com. And contact our lawyers at HubbardLosers.com. I believe that's the other thing. We'll wreck your golf tournament.com. It's 10:07. That's it. Larry's next. Tomorrow morning, the kegs, they go a-flowing. Today, Brett doesn't have to hide anything. He's got his free evening to go to EOS with you. Where is it today?
On the west side, out in Goodyear. I don't have the exact location.
It's Goodyear somewhere.
You can find it.
The EOS in Goodyear. Yeah. It's all over the website. You can see it at 9.
Larry will tell you all about it.
That's right. Larry knows. And Brett will be out there from 5 to 7. And then Brett's coming back in at 3 a.m. to get you all fired up for Easter Keg 2024. Three of them out the door today. Yeah. Well done to all our code guessers, the code talkers. And we move on with that. Tonight, Brett's at EOS. We hide the kegs. Tomorrow, we got all sorts of stuff. And then we end up over at Four Peaks Tasting Room on Wilson to give somebody $5,000 American and along with a lot of fun and a whole bunch of other prizes we're going to give out. Be nice to Larry. He'll be nice back. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Solo!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.